participate in a Don and Mike Show contest?
How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it,
no, but I
like both shows. I think that all of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. Now
it's
believers.
Called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand the fart box into the ball sack or something like this. I don't know what her problem is, but what could I say to her?
Are you born again?
Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your taint?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
I'll be praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had a feeling he was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's okay.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink. They use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
How charmingly ghetto.
Them girls don't know who were. Stop, no, and don't.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term die-hard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Whiten, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days kick off.
Please.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike. Okay. Dude.
What's up, my yellow brother? Kinks in the house.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks,
I washed my hi, ass Doc. Today.
Look, everyone. Now that I'm a teacher, I've sewed patches on my elbows.
Homer, that's supposed to be leather patches on a sweet blazer, not the other way around. You ruined a perfectly good jacket.
Incorrect, Mike. Two perfectly good jackets.
There are no feet! There is no fight club! I have no cat feet! I have no mule ears! I have no steel tail! In the fifth, your ass goes down. Learn it, live it, love it, or get bone loading! Shut up!
So,
toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skin kind of just fall off. Let it get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
I'll drink to that.
You all need to listen to your lady. You need to say to her, baby, what is it that you want? Or, do you want to do it in the butt? No? Okay, well, let's move on to something else.
I've had it a bit here with the likes of you people!
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. And a real passion is my heart.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
Well, the hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust the chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I say. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline. And he can run back and forth. And there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossoming. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Did they ever take a day off?
I know.
You will never know how tough it was for me to push all of those buttons. But here's one I gladly push.
Oh, I wish that one was broken.
My medical team, for the love of Pete.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Ross, be
I have some advice about that medical team.
Yeah,
let them treat you if they know to expect. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lada, and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting to you live, even though one of our hosts is hobbled. Geronimo and Mike. Boom, Mara.
Yeah.
Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Thursday, July 17th. Don and Mike Broadcast Network. Some stations, some other stations, and... some other stations.
Yeah, that's how it works, basically.
Here's how you can call us from any of those stations. 877-365-3636. That's from anywhere in America. From Canada, yeah, you call 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. Your hotline is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz, and here comes the tricky part now.
Is anyone listening?
Hey!
What happened?
Right.
Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Hey, with one hand...
Pretty good.
With one hand, you pull it off.
Right, pretty good for a one-handed man.
Look at that hand.
Are you sure you don't want me to come over and run the board for you?
I'm positive.
I'm here to help.
I stress too much. I know.
Look at these.
I know. You have the hands of a surgeon.
I ran a board 18 years ago.
I know. Well, you got to practice before you can come over here and try this.
I know, I do. But I have no intention of doing it.
We should have done it a couple of weeks ago when we were in a non-rated period.
Yeah.
We're in a rated period now.
Someday. I think I'd surprise you.
Okay.
I think I completely would surprise you, but you know, I'm really not interested. I mean, I'd love to help, but I'd succeed in doing it. I'd succeed in getting you angry.
What?
I'd succeed in getting you angry.
Why?
I'd make just too many mistakes.
The stress.
And then there would be, you know, and then I'd be goofy. See, I wouldn't just come over there. Once I got it, you know, after a little while, if I got it somewhat, then I'd start...
you know, taking liberties. Because that's the way I am. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
That's why you're stressed out.
Yeah.
Even the concept stresses you out.
No, I think someday, for one day, it would be funny.
For fun.
It would be good. Right. And I'd go with it. The thing is, the day after I come back from the hospital with a cast on my hand.
I understand.
That's not the day. But someday I would like to do a total role reversal where... You know, now come on. You can't just run the board. You got to plan out the whole show.
No.
Yeah, come on. That's part of it.
Why?
Because that's part of the fun.
I mean, I've spent 18 years being deprogrammed.
I know, but just,
you know, that's not fair to me.
But just for one day.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so.
How's your hand?
Yeah. Well, thanks for asking.
I know how your hand is. I'm looking at your hand. I'm sorry, not your hand, your club.
Listen to this, everybody.
Wow.
That's my skull. I'm so wasted. No, that's that's the cast that's on my hand.
Unbelievable. That is like that's the kind of thing you see NFL linemen have on their hand. You know, when
fingers bound together, wrapped around the hand, and then up the forearm.
You're not going to. And it looks like much too much for the damage that was done.
Which one?
Well, I'll tell you in just a second. And boy, did I have fun yesterday after the show when I went up the street to the Nova Emergency Healthcare, where apparently every small child in the D.C. metro area had an earache.
Last night... Ear infections you don't mess around with.
Right.
Every kid in the world had an earache.
Well, that's your problem. You went on Half Price Wednesday.
I got there... I bust ass out of here. I got up there about 5 after 7. It's very convenient to where the radio station is.
Right.
So it was positive. You know, yesterday we did the sausage thing. And I was having to explain this to people at this hospital. Some of the people there, and they were all very nice, and some of them that listened to the show and knew why I was there. But every once in a while, after over 2 hours of waiting, when I finally got in, you know, it is a unique process. You go there and you say hi to the lady at the desk when you go to the emergency room.
Hey, lady!
She says, what do you think is wrong? I said, well, look at my hand.
My hand.
Said I got hit by a baseball bat in the hand today. She says, okay, well, fill out this paperwork. I said, therein lies our first problem.
You're right-handed.
Can't write. So you will notice on the forms where they signed me in, where it says patient, they wrote patient unable to sign.
That's kind of like what you see when somebody's got a brain injury.
Yeah. I don't think that this is a good sign, incidentally, that the woman who wrote patient unable to sign spelled the word sign C-I-G-N-E.
E.
Wow.
Yeah, today's modern healthcare system.
Patient unable to sign.
Quite a nursing shortage in America.
Yes. And she wrote it twice. She wrote it the same way twice on two different documents.
Sign.
Sign.
Was C-I-N-E?
It should be S-I-G-N.
Right. S-I-G-N is sign, right?
She wrote S-I-G-N-E. Signy.
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 Very strange.
So here's the deal. I go there and I feel like an idiot, but my hand is killing me. You know, I have a child's tolerance for pain to begin with. So I get there and I say to the lady, you know, to go through the whole thing. Well, I can't sign the form. What happened? I got hit in the hand with a baseball bat. Immediately, one of them says to me, one of the well-meaning greeters at this emergency room said, "What really happened?"
Wow.
Because I guess they get all kinds of stories.
Sure. That's a little creepy, don't
you? In the emergency room.
Because, they do.
You know, I just walked in on
the street. You're on the run from the law or something. I'd be knocked over a convenience
store. Well, no, I was getting the feeling that perhaps there was a thought of domestic
violence.
Yeah, some kind of some kind of problem.
Where is your victim?
or you know me, paranoid me. I was thinking they were thinking that my wife beat me up.
So, don't hurt me.
I'm having to explain to all of these people what happened, and the more I told it, the goofier it got. I mean, I wasn't embellishing the story. But
did you work sausage into the story?
Of course.
Good.
As I would work my way to the lady with the insurance, where they got your insurance information, of course, because God forbid if you have a limb falling off, you have to have insurance before they'll see you. And I was at every step it was, so what is the injury? Well, I think I may have broken a couple fingers on my hand. How did this happen? I got hit with a baseball bat. Well, were you playing baseball? Well, no. I do a radio show, and Do you remember when the Pittsburgh Pirate guy hit the sausage?
You went all that. You went into that kind of detail.
It's not enough. I found once I told it two or three times, and I just said I do a radio show and we're doing a thing called Sausage Baseball, and people were trying to hit sausages. It wasn't enough.
Yeah, right.
I would have to go through the whole. Do you remember when the sausage mascot got hit? Okay, well, we did a takeoff on our show where people were trying to hit the kielbasa sausages that were being slow pitched at them underhand.
Then they smirk and they call somebody else over. You have to share the tale.
Right. And one guy, and I said, I'm standing there holding the microphone, and one guy whiffed and missed and just boom, right into. See, I can see around the board. Right into my hand.
Right.
So everybody seemed to get a nice chuckle out of this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And
but you know, they don't get a lot of chuckles in that department.
And I'm playing along, you know, because I mean, what the hell? I'm there.
Right.
2 hours into this, they finally bring me back for the X-rays, and I'm in a very nice nurse. Oh, do I love me the nurses? I really.
Was she a hottie?
Yes, in the eye of certain beholders, she was a hottie.
Explain.
Well, I don't want to say. She was very nice. Maybe, no, you know what? She wouldn't be listening now. She told me she works 2 to midnight. I bet about 30 years ago she was a hottie.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I understand, right.
So if I put her in a time machine, I imagine, you know, back around the time that I was maybe 15 years old, she would have been a real piece of
ass.
But
there's nothing like a woman who holds on to her looks.
Yeah.
I think it's the sexiest thing in the world. When you see a woman who is maybe mid-50s, who still, you know, you can tell has a hottie factor, I think that's an enormous turn-on.
June Lockhart.
Mm. And she also was the first one to show any level of true concern.
Passion.
Yes, and she said, well, let me see your hand.
Did you call her mommy?
And she said, oh, my God. How long have they been making you wait out there? And I said, well, it's very crowded. You got lots of earaches out there.
Right.
And you got lots of. There was a predominant crowd there last night. I don't know what it was, but it was white guys pretending to be black guys.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know the phenomenon.
Yeah.
There was about four of them that came in. I guess they were in a car accident or something. And they all had on, like, their Kobe jerseys and their Allen Iverson jerseys. And they had the big jewelry around their neck. And they had the hats on that hip-hop way. And even when they were spoken to by the people in this emergency room, they'd say, Christopher Vienna. And he, you know, just a regular WASP kid, he would go, yo, oh, you know, I'm chilling my ear and my. Come on. Shut up. You know, talk like you're supposed to talk.
Right. That's the way they do it, though.
But
that's what they're doing now.
Full of all kinds of characters last night. There's one incredibly, I mean, gigantic, fat woman who had problems breathing, which is why her husband brought her to the hospital. And when
probably not uncommon for her.
When I was sitting back in the triage, as they call it,
yes.
One woman actually said to her, "Did you think that maybe you were out of breath because you might be slightly overweight?"
Uh-oh.
And now this woman was, I ask you not, a gigantic, like bigger than Roseanne when Roseanne was fat.
So like 300-400 pounds?
Just huge. And now all I hear is this from behind the curtain, you know, because everybody has their own little curtain area. She said, "I don't appreciate that.
Oh my
God. I believe I'm sick." And then I hear the nurse, like with a condescending tone, go, "Okay, I'll get a doctor to come back and see you." And I'm sitting there going, you know, my fingers are falling off. You got kids around me that are screaming because their ears are falling off. But there's just some big, fat, load woman in there who lost her breath because she's fat. And she's taking up time.
Your finger time.
For people who really need to be there.
Yeah.
So
was there anybody bad? I've been to the emergency room in my lifetime a few times, and I have never seen anything really bad like you would see on ER on every episode.
No, I was there from 7 till about 10 last night, and I didn't see anything. Just a bunch of kids, and actually a couple of times they called my name, and I said, "No, take the kid first."
Yeah.
Because the kid was, you know,
screaming and crying.
Oh, my ear hurts.
Right? Nothing worse, though. They should get in there.
Very painful. I let the kids go, and then I finally got back to see the nurse Ratchet, and she took a look at the X-rays, and she's, again, I have to go through the whole story of, well, it was sausage baseball.
Right.
And I got one nurse who said, why would you do that?
I said, well, we...
I love that.
You know, I'm just trying to get my hand looked. I said, well, we do a radio show, and maybe I'm trying to explain the whole
right.
concept to her, and it was just...
Hitting sausages, lady. Funny.
Going over her head, and she said, I still don't understand how your hand got hit by the bat. I said, because I was holding my hand out with a microphone in it to get the sound of the sausages. She said, well, you should have known that there was a chance this could happen.
Is that what she said? No,
yeah, F you. And I mean, she was just making conversation. And then her whole point in this was that she told me I should put in for workman's comp.
Ah, who said that first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yes, great minds think alike. Now I like this nurse.
No, don't get me wrong. They all were very nice and could not have.
I believe you've blown your workman's comp in the first 10 minutes of today.
They could not have been better. Our doctors and staff appreciate your choosing us for your emergency and medical care needs. Read these aftercare instructions carefully.
Oh.
Conclusions. Here are the conclusions. You may have broken fingers. You may have a broken wrist. You do have deep bruises, contusions. Contusions are the areas of tenderness and swellingness in the soft tissues, the result of trauma and bleeding in the injured area.
Mm-hmm.
You have severe contusions. And what they were explaining to me is because there was so much puffiness that they couldn't really tell if things are broken or fractured. Or
well, it was, and it was on the tip of the finger, right?
No, actually it was on the knuckle of my FU finger.
The top knuckle or the second knuckle?
The second knuckle.
Oh, wow.
And the tip of the finger next to the pinky finger. Then they told me about...
Yeah, because when you showed it to me yesterday, you said, no, it's this finger, but the other one looked black and blue, too.
Yeah, then they said, also I'm reading down now, your exam shows you also have sprained and jammed finger joints. Most of the time, these minor joint injuries will heal in 1 to 2 weeks. Treatment may require a finger splint.
So based on the bat? From yesterday, you had jammed fingers?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. So then you go down to care. Your doctor has applied a splint. Now, I'm reading this, and I'm going, hold on a second. I'm waiting to check out. Splint, and then I read a little further. Our splints can be made of plaster, fiberglass, or metal.
You look like you've got a combination of all of them on your...
They are used to treat fractures, sprains, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Elastic bandage. You know, they even gave me a sling, and I'm not wearing the sling today, because that's just...
You don't need a sling.
That's too freaking over the top.
They give you a sling for... Well, just to immobilize your hand?
To elevate it.
Okay.
Keep it clean and dry. Call us if you have numbness, tingling, painful, cool toes or fingers, and call if it itches.
Mm. Call if it itches.
Call if it itches.
They give you something if it itches?
I think if it itches, I go in and they just cut it off and put another one on.
There you go. Well, it looks like it's pretty immobilized.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you've got the use of your thumb and your forefinger, and that's it.
Absolutely. And driving is also now even more of an adventure than it ever was.
Oh, sure. Well, maybe we can get the special pedals.
And the worst part is, and I was in, by the time 10 o'clock rolled around, no great pain, really, to be honest.
Good.
You know, but I went fishing like they all do. You know, everybody does. So how's that pain? I said, well, it hurts. She says, yes, it's very black and blue. Here's 2 ibuprofen. And right away it's like, oh, okay. Just ibuprofen.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. Well.
See, that generally increases bleeding, so I'm surprised if you had internal bleeding in your fingers, they would give you ibuprofen.
Well, Dr. Burbank, they told me that, I'm just reading from before me.
Yeah.
There's lots of things on this
form. It's a bruise. It's not like...
Yeah, but that's hemorrhaging.
Right.
No, absolutely, you're right. And you should elevate it to reduce swelling, and I have to go back.
And you know, that whole bleeding thing's overblown anyway.
Go back in a couple of days. Go back in a couple of days, and, you know, they're going to look at it again. And that's when
they make the final decision as to whether or not they're going to take the hand.
Right. So. And I guess the good news in all of this is that Saturday in Sacramento, unfortunately, I will not be able to sign any autographs, nor will I be able to shake anybody's hand.
Do you know what I think? I think, and Rob could probably get this made up on short notice, a stamp.
Yeah, we probably could do that.
Couldn't he get a stamp?
I can't even stamp.
Well, you can stamp with your other hand.
We need no stamp because when's the last time he's actually signed an autograph anyway? I'll take care of all that.
Yesterday?
That's true, but you signed Mike's name.
And I signed yours. Ooh, the secret's out.
But what I was going to say is, would it be okay if the people of Sacramento signed your cast?
No, Rob. No. Because right now, this is the other weird thing, the cast itself is wrapped in...
Do you go back tomorrow? Or
gauze and bandages. Yeah, I go back tomorrow.
So they might take it off tomorrow.
They might take it off tomorrow, and at which time they told me that if all went well, they would just put little tiny, those metal things on my fingers.
Now, when do they find out what the real damage is?
Tomorrow.
Whether or not it's like a hairline fracture?
Tomorrow, because they said take about 48 hours.
Is there any chance that you'd be able to like get that thing taken off and have mobility or anything like that?
Oh, no. They said no matter what happens, even the best case scenario, that I'd have to wear those metal things on my fingers.
Seems like I've known you with those things on your hands most of the time I've known you.
I know. Yeah. You know, I'm like
messed up your fingers like an NFL lineman.
The unluckiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
But just remember, you ladies and gentlemen listening, I did it for you yesterday.
You sacrificed your body for the show.
I did it for you. And if only that guy could have hit that sausage, I would have gone through none of this.
If he'd made contact, you wouldn't have been touched.
So anyway, you know, and I'm finding out today just how invaluable... And I'm going to mention this to a famous cripple, Dennis Murphy, now that he's coming in today, now that I'm a cripple as well.
You can get pointers from Dennis.
How invaluable your right hand, really, I'm a right-handed person.
Yeah.
And, you know, brushing your teeth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tying the shoes.
We take our hands for granted.
Yeah, and I mean, for goodness sake.
Gives you a newfound appreciation of Dennis Murphy, doesn't
it? How am I going to get my jerk on?
No, it doesn't.
No, of course not.
Oh, change hands for that.
I'm sure that in less than 24 hours, I've assimilated to this lifestyle better than Dennis has in his entire life.
I'm not sure that if I had to change hands, I could effectively do the job.
Really?
I don't think I could either.
I really don't think I could.
Not that I was sitting around today thinking about getting my jerk on, but...
I mean, it's, you know, I like it just so.
So do I, and I got a nice routine going.
I got a nice routine. Every guy's got a nice routine.
Yeah. You know, I got... and I've got something for Lefty to do while Righty's...
Oh.
While Righty's doing what Righty's doing.
Oh, yeah. I am curious as to whether there are many guys out there that are ambidextrous when it comes to getting your jerk on. I would think that most guys... They stick with one particular hand all the time.
Frida was ecstatic because she said, oh, at least I know for a couple of weeks now we're not going to be getting those outrageous porno bills.
Incredible sympathy. Wow.
So anyway, that's the story. And, you know, as it turns out, I guess running the board is going to be a bit of an adventure. So bear with me, but I think we'll get through okay. See, the problem is...
At a moment's notice, I'm over there. I could fly over there, you know.
Most of the stuff is to the right of me, and to the right of me, I only have use of einen finger.
Would you... I mean, we could, you know, rearrange the mic. I could stand next to you.
I don't want you standing next to me. Here's my fallback plan. No offense.
Yes.
My fallback plan, if I absolutely can't run the board,
yes,
is that Rob will run the board.
Well, Rob runs the board when you're not here. And
then I'll
some
come
of
over
rare...
and stand on your side.
Oh, okay. Why don't you sit over here?
No, well, even
why don't
I thought
we just
about
try?
That.
Wouldn't it be cool?
I thought about that. I couldn't. I can't do a show
you like
sitting
the
down.
Coffee clutch.
I can't do a show sitting down. I'd have to stand.
All right.
But either way, I like being over here. The only thing that's really effed me up is the fact that I love planning the show. That's one of the things that I really love doing. And I love running the board. And I love writing stuff down. And I have found that this has killed me. Look at
you
my
can't
notes.
Write it.
No, look at my notes. I've written my notes left-handed.
That's pretty good for the non-writing hand.
Look at that, left-handed. Looks like retard writing, right? Looks like Looks like
Rudy. It took me a long time to do that.
Oh, you bet your ass it.
Right.
And I'm the type that writes notes all the time to myself at home, like, you know, get dog food,
kill program director,
pick up suit at cleaners, and the notes now, and I usually use the very tiny post-it notes. Now I'm having to use big pieces of paper with a big gigantic Sharpie with my left hand, and that's the only thing that's killing me.
Yeah. Well, hopefully in one day they'll be able to take some of the mobility, give you some of your mobility back.
I hope so. Yeah. But anyway, you know, it's no big deal. Makes for a good story.
Mm-hmm.
It sure makes for a good story. And man, is it a great conversation starter when you see someone and they just say, "How you doing?" And I just go, "I'm doing fine."
You know what? Use the line that former NHL hockey player Dale Hunter used when he came and visited us one time.
What was that?
Yeah, he had like 16 stitches above his left eye, and I think you asked him or I asked him how he got those stitches, and he said, sometimes you got to take one to give two. And you just look somebody right in the eye and say that. Sometimes you got to take one to give two and just keep moving on.
We got a guy on the phone I want to talk to. The guy who broke my hand yesterday, or at least damaged my hand.
It's the guy with the two earring holes.
Patrick?
Yes. Don, I am truly sorry.
That's okay. Patrick, don't worry about it, my friend. I mean, God, when I think about, you know, what an awful athlete I am. I'm lucky that, you know, back when I played organized sports, I'm very glad that I didn't accidentally hurt somebody. I am absolutely so uncoordinated. Don't worry about it until you hear from my attorney.
Yeah, you got all my information. I'm going to wait for something in the mail.
Yeah.
No, but, and it was a high pitch that Patrick got. I remember that. He was swinging at a high pitch.
But Don, you remember I work for Starbucks. I'm gonna be sending you some presents, some coffee.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, listen, Patrick.
Isn't that nice to avoid a lawsuit?
There certainly is no need to, but I think that it better be the best coffee you have.
You got it, my friend.
I mean, and even if you have to go to the bank and steal some of that good Kona stuff that I never see in Starbucks, you might want to make sure that some of that works its way to me.
The Hawaiian blend.
Yeah. Okay?
All right.
All right. Hey, Patrick, don't sweat it.
Okay.
You've given me a lot to talk about.
Sounds really up
to
that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Patrick, listen, it was an accident. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I want to do the right thing.
I wanted to apologize.
I know, and do you want to...
Can you tell when a guy's really concerned?
He's nervous.
Hey, Patrick?
Yeah.
I wouldn't close the door seriously on that lawsuit just yet.
No.
Oh, I haven't, Mike.
Right. Complications.
I haven't because I still don't know.
And if they're going to take the finger.
And, Patrick, you should know this. I still don't know the final result on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Did you sign a waiver downstairs?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. You didn't
read... Hey, you know, if you want to even things out, I could become like your whipping boy, like Dennis Murphy, you know.
Yeah, you didn't read that waiver, did you?
I skimmed it.
How about this to make it even, Patrick? Forget the lawsuits. That's not going to happen. Are you familiar with the movie Casino?
Yeah, that just popped in my head.
Do you know the scene
where they catch the guy
cheating?
Yeah, with the hammer. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a choice. You can walk out of here.
De Niro says, are you right-handed or left-handed?
That's right. And he puts the hand out, and, you know, they hit it with a hammer.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, no.
Set up the hammer alarm.
Rob anticipated that.
And now we're looking for the click, click. We can't turn it off yet.
Right? Oh, no.
You can't touch this. You can't stop this. Rob, come on. You bastard. Put it in the machine.
Click, click, click. Thank God that's over.
The problem is I've got to rely on Rob a little bit more now because normally I would reach back and just grab it myself. And
in his usual comedic way, he's torturing you, messing with you.
He had the click, click in his hand and just kind of put it in and... Took it out and put it in. Listen, Pat, don't worry about it, my friend. You're part of history. You're part of the show history.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you later. Don't sweat it, Pat, really.
Take it easy.
It's no big deal. Thanks. I'm going to... Oh, incidentally, Pat? I want to ask if he owned his own home.
There you go. You'll own it now.
Anyway, so that's what happened. It's funny. It's actually funny.
I cannot believe what I'm looking at after that because you... You sucked it up yesterday because anybody that heard it knows there was serious contact.
I heard it.
And I thought that most of the brunt of the blow had been absorbed by the microphone, not your fingers in between the bat and the microphone, as was the case.
Oh, it also broke my pinky ring. You know that nice pinky ring that my wife got?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Busted that thing clean open.
Wow.
You know what? You, compared to some of your other forays into the world of pain... Like I use the sliding van.
Right. Oh, and don't forget getting hit by the car.
Right.
Don't forget skydiving. Right. And when I landed, I broke one of my fingers then.
Flag football.
Mm-hmm.
Flag football.
You broke a finger.
Broke a finger in flag football.
You lead with your hands.
I do. So anyway, listen, that's what's happening. And, you know, there is a silver lining. There really is. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, did you mention the time it was slammed in the door by the security guard?
That's the van that I'm talking about.
Yep.
The silver lining, though, is that, unfortunately, darn it, as I mentioned, Saturday night in Sacramento,
yes,
not going to be able to sign as much as I wanted to.
Just have to book another trip.
And trust me, I wanted to sign everything that everybody had.
And I think everybody ought to be gentle with you.
Hats, t-shirts. Mike, listen, the rule that we're going to have, and I'll tell you where I got the idea, from Mike. When I was talking to Mike this morning about my hand, Mike coined it. No touching.
No touching.
I'm going to have to be the boy in the bubble Saturday night in Sacramento.
You just keep about a 6-inch to 12-inch perimeter around you.
Mm-hmm. And also,
so maybe you know what? Maybe you could just sit in the middle of the room with velvet ropes around you.
And I'll tell you the other thing that Mike said, and I know you'd love this, because it would make me immediately hated. Mike said, well, this is a great opportunity for you just to cancel the trip.
I meant it.
I know, sorry, Sacramento.
I'm really sorry, and I know the people at KHDK are mad at me now, but
I know you. It was just a thought. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I can relate to losing the dominant wrist there. Have you taken a BM yet?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Listen. You nailed one of them already. Brushing your teeth is
the worst.
One of them. The other one.
The worst.
Is the wiping.
The worst.
Really?
The worst.
Yeah, because that's another one where you get used to one side.
Right. And also, I don't know if you're like me, and I'm going to try to say this without getting dumped out, pardon the pun. When you're, I don't know about you, but a lot of times what I do is I tuck my wiener underneath the, you know, the thing you sit on.
The bowl, the seat.
I tuck it under there with my, I just kind of make it snug under there.
I use a little,
with my right hand.
Two knuckles here and kind of just shove her down in.
Right.
A lot of guys do that.
Well, the problem.
Do you do that, Buzz?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So, you know, it's like, it's a thing that Buzz, even a guy like you, a guy with manners and culture, even a guy like you would do this. It's probably something you do subconsciously.
Well, you like to make sure you mash it down there so that, so that everything's pointing straight down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because otherwise, there's not on the top of the seat, but that little there's that little area between the seat and the porcelain.
It can be hazardous.
And sometimes
you get some spray factor.
Sometimes you get some spray factor, and if you forget it, it's a it shoots right out between the seat and the porcelain, and it gets right down into the back of your pants.
So I am I'm sitting on the toilet, and I'm realizing I'm going right. For my man.
The reason it happens with me is because I'm constantly turgid.
And I realize I can't put him down in his spot because it's the wrong hand. So with my left hand, it doesn't feel quite right.
Yep.
I got done. I had an outstanding BM and then realized I'm not ambidextrous. I've really never tried to clean up with my left hand.
Mm-hmm. I'm a right-hander on that.
That'd be tough.
And I'm not proud to tell you that when I went to shower today, which is another great experience because
you have to put it in a plastic bag.
You got my wife wrapped it all up in saran wrap for me and stuff. When I was in the shower, there were little pieces of toilet paper. Apparently, I had been up in there, but, I'm not used to the feel of the left hand.
You probably didn't go as deep when you could make that clean path.
Yeah.
So there's a few boys that hang on up there.
But I do believe I've answered the question.
Did you want to answer that?
Answer yes.
Thoroughly.
Yes, I did. So anyway.
Salad tongs, maybe.
See, that's a fat guy thing.
Not really.
I'm not as heavy as I was.
No, it's not about that. No, it's a fat guy, but it has nothing to do with that.
I found the way around it, though. What I did the second time I took a nice BM was I actually stood up, bent over a little bit, and then was able to go in.
That's so an attractive picture there.
Go in nice and deep with my left hand.
And the deeper, the better.
And, it was, at that point, what are my options? My options are, have a dirty ass, bend over and do it with my left hand, or, God forbid, ask my wife to come in.
No, not over a broken finger.
And wipe me.
These pipes are clean!
In later years.
Yeah, they are now.
I guess older couples, when men become, disabled or really incontinent or something,
I know that... Rob, would you stop?
Me, Mr. Gower, George Bailey.
You're late.
Stop, it's not really. I know of some older men who I'm not going to mention, but I know it was just humiliating for them and for the women around them.
Yeah, I mean, and it's tough. It's
and I'm not going to mention any names, G. Gordon Liddy.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is there... Sorry about your hand, by the way.
Oh, don't sweat it.
Any chance we could hear a replay of the audio of you getting smacked?
Yeah, I don't know how much of it made it on the air, because I dropped the F-bomb.
Oh,
I would be curious if
those of us that missed it would like to hear.
There was an audible pop when you got hit.
Do we have that?
Yeah, we could probably get that for you.
Would you find that? Maybe we'll play it in the next break.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to hear it too.
And we'd have to edit it out because you said the F word.
Yeah, or they can just turn it around backwards in there.
Right.
Isn't that what they normally do anyway?
I'm sure it's already been censored. And
I'm embarrassed already because I know what my part, you know.
Is laughing.
Yeah, I laughed immediately.
Laughing. You know, but listen, as I would if it happened
to
you.
Yeah, I mean,
we
both hurt each other and,
Much as I laughed when Robert, mailman, was chasing you around
right
with a baseball bat.
Absolutely.
Great. Much as I laugh.
Mm-hmm.
One more call that we got a break. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Oh, there you go. You're on the air. Hi.
Gentle persons, hello.
Hello, gentle person.
First, let me say, you are a great cripple.
God.
And, Don, I just wanted to know, did you leave instructions while you were at the hospital to be woken up so you could be fed a cherry pie?
That's funny.
That's a good call.
Yep.
You know what,
I am a great caller.
You are a great caller, and you are going to win a prize.
All right.
Cherry pie. Listen, if at any time I happen to fall asleep, wake me up and feed me a cherry pie.
That is
pie.
An absolutely perfect call right there. Yep. That makes us all laugh.
That was good. You have, I'm going to give you something. You're such a good caller. Tomb Raider, Angel of Darkness, PlayStation 2 game.
Awesome.
Okay? Go to www.tombraider.com.
What's instructions?
That's for the information.
Wake me up and feed me a cherry pie.
Thank you. Great pie.
Hold on just a second. Boy, you know, we got a lot of good calls here. A lot of them that don't have to do with my...
With Einen finger?
Yeah, with nothing to do with my finger. We're going to break and come back and take some more calls. We'll do the secret sound later. And then you should know that very shortly on the show, we're going to have... a NASCAR driver joining us.
Which one?
Mike, one you've never heard of. Or me, until like 10 minutes ago. Her name is...
Her.
Tammy Jo Kirk. Mm. And she's joining Jay Robinson Racing for the remainder of the season. And this weekend, she's going to be driving in the New England 300. She's going to be driving...
That's a big...
Driving,
that's like the real event.
Yeah. Driving with the boys.
And that's like a tough track.
That's right.
That's a very tough track.
So we're going to be talking to her. She's already said in advance that she's not going... No, Rob, it's not the Kotex car. Although you're going to laugh when you know who her sponsors are.
Oh, really?
She won't take the sex quiz because she doesn't want to offend her sponsors.
Yeah, and she's new to the team. I can understand that.
Yeah. Her biggest sponsor, and I've got to ask her how they're going to put this on her car this weekend at NASCAR. Her biggest sponsor is a product that allows women... to go number one standing up.
Oh, the female urinal.
Yes, that is the number one sponsor of her car.
Is there any other woman who's on the...
edit number one.
Yeah.
What do they call like the top level of NASCAR? Is it the senior circuit?
The redneckiest. I don't know.
But that's the real...
It's Winston Cup is...
She's going to be like going against Jeff Gordon and all those guys,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there will at least be one more woman out there driving with her.
Way to go, Tammy Jo.
So, and she's not the first, but she's racing this weekend. And, you know, we're all into the NASCAR. It was just 5 or 6 years ago that we laughed at it like we laughed at wrestling.
Hey, a buddy of mine called me the other day and indicated that... he can get us over, not to the major track, but whatever the local track is around here, too.
Mm-mm. We're doing one better than that.
We are?
Yeah. In October, we are going to Dover Downs, where they have the real NASCAR race, and you and I will be driving.
Oh, yes.
At speeds exceeding 150 miles per hour. Live on the air. No, we will.
Yeah.
We'll
be driving. I don't doubt we'll be driving. I've been in a car going 140 miles per hour, and
if the way it was explained to me today,
you know,
if we sign the waiver,
right,
and we go through the testing program in the morning, and we take the class,
right,
They'll put us out there and let us drive a lap, and we can go as fast as we like.
That will. I can think of nothing cooler.
And we can do it live on the air.
Oh, I am psyched about that.
Make sure you hold on to those ace bandages, then.
All right. Well, we got a break. We do have a full show today. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. Now, that was... That wasn't a problem.
You didn't even use that hand.
No, I used my good hand.
That hurt.
What the hell?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, well, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. And then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
Oops.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
They'll have the replay of the finger thing in a couple of seconds. I hope before the end of this break.
Very good.
Before I get back to your phone calls, yesterday during Buzz's News, we were ragging about Jason Alexander.
That's right.
And his KFC commercials. But I do have to give him credit. That last night when I got home from the hospital, was watching the late Seinfeld, and I think the syndicated Seinfelds run pretty much the same day all over the country.
You think they do it that way?
Well, I know that. I've been in other cities, and I think even like going to Ocean City, they run the same one on Channel 47 as they run on Channel 5.
Yeah, it's probably because it's such a big show in syndication. They probably have tight controls over it.
And I think they pick the best episodes to run during sweeps.
Right.
But last night, they ran the best George episode ever. The one where Susan dies.
Oh, yes. His fiancée?
The absolute best one ever.
Didn't she die by licking envelopes?
Correct.
Right.
And he was not upset about it. And it's the one where Jerry meets Janine Garofalo.
Right.
And they have so much in common, and Jerry gets engaged with her. And come on, they tell George at the end, she's gone. And he says something like, "Where's she at?" "I'm sorry, she's dead." And Elaine says, "You want to go get some coffee?" And they just leave. And it's great.
It's sick.
And then I looked at the credits at the end, and I saw that that was one that was written just by Larry David.
Oh, all by himself?
Yeah.
Right.
Shocker. Who was nominated for another Emmy Award today for Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You know, and that is a show that you can go back and look at the reruns that they're running on HBO, and that is a show that holds up. It grows on you, and I know I was late to the party on it, but boy, once you get hooked on that show, it is funny. It really is. Even though it's kind of a one-theme show, that you know, every week it's Larry being an a-hole. That's really all it is.
I tried to get you to watch it for a long time.
Right, right.
And
I was turned off the first few times I watched it.
And even when it first came on, I said to Mike, it's not really that great, but the concept is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Larry David is not afraid to show himself.
Would you agree that it got funnier and funnier as it went on?
Yeah, like most shows do.
They re-upped for him, right? He's going to be on some more.
Yeah, he's the big deal now. of all the Emmys today, it's all the same crap. You're going to have this in the news, right?
But,
I thought a good surprise was that Bernie Mac got nominated.
Good.
Yeah. And that show we love, 24, got nominated, and so did Kiefer Sutherland.
How'd CSI do? Did CSI get nominated?
It got nominated. Yep. Marg Helgenberger did.
I hope William Peterson did.
He did not.
Whoa, what a ripoff.
He did not, but Michael Chiklis did.
Really?
Yeah.
The Commish?
Yeah. Or whatever that new show
is. The Guardian or whatever his...
What's the Senator? What's the show? The Shield.
The
Shield.
The bald guy that got himself in shape.
Right. And from what I've read in the tabloids, is now just a total jerk to all the people that he works with because he considers himself to be a major star, even though he's on a cable channel that I believe like five people watch.
Good.
I think more, I believe more people listen to Bill O'Reilly on the radio than watch The Shield.
May I issue a very brief warning based on my evening last night?
Ask a warning or give a warning?
I'd like to give a warning. I have a theory, and I didn't realize this. As you know, I went catfishing last night on the Potomac River, and I just have a warning that I really think that you hear all this stuff about West Nile virus and these bugs that are transporting this disease and stuff. I really do believe, and I don't want to alarm anyone here. I believe
right,
we are,
that's Buzz's job.
That's Buzz's job.
Yeah, come on.
I'm just basing this on my own personal experience. We are being taken over, and we're not even aware of it. We are being taken over by insects.
Well, there are more mosquitoes this year than any year that I can remember in the last 10 years.
We were very aware of the fact that when we went out there that we should put a bug repellent on, and we all forgot to wear like long sleeves and long pants. So we all had shorts because it was kind of hot out. And everything was fine. There was a little breeze, and there were no insects around.
Oh, you see, Mike went catfishing last night.
And I have a little historical note. I went catfishing. At one point, I anchored off what's, they call it Roosevelt Island, and it was a man-made built island by Franklin Delano Roosevelt that he used to hunt ducks. And that's kind of a Washington thing where, you know, they'd haul him up there and then he'd pull over. And he'd hunt ducks, and that's where we decided to park our little boat and throw the lines over. However, at one point we needed to, like, re-rig one of the lines or something, switch with two big-ass lights on this boat.
Yeah?
And I turned this light switch on, and I S you not, it was like something out of a horror movie. In less than a second, we were inundated. It looked like, it really looked like, you know that movie Bees, Killer Bees?
Mm-hmm.
But
bees!
And they weren't mosquitoes.
Bees! Like in Tommy Boy.
Bees! They're tearing my flesh off! I can't control them! Run for your lives!
Bees!
And these weren't mosquitoes. Well, there were mosquitoes. There were these little things that had long tails on them. There were bigger bugs that were coming in too, because and they would, you know, you just hear like as they go by.
Right.
It sounded like a small plane, and we're sitting there, and one of my buddies is trying to figure out the rig, and I'm like, we got to do it quicker because we are being. I looked in the back of the boat, and the I'm not kidding you, the back of the boat. I have a white boat, was almost completely black because of the insects, because we left the lights on and we killed the lights, and then they all fly away. They're like, you know, it's like that's how you get rid of them. They just disperse and they leave, and it's just terrifying. We're being taken over.
Here is a boy who is heartbroken.
Yeah.
Joe, you know, he lives to fish, especially to go catfishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, we will go. I mean, we tried to set it up a couple of weeks ago and it didn't work, but I will do it. And
what's that?
Oh, my God, that's an open sore.
That's from mosquitoes in my backyard.
Wow.
This was swollen out like a golf ball yesterday.
Have you been to the doctor?
No.
Are you sure that's not from shooting up?
No, I don't shoot up. I shoot between the toes, Don.
you wouldn't see it. Jesus Christ, Joe, have you had that looked at?
No, because it's fine now. Yesterday it was swollen out like half of a golf
ball. You don't feel like achy or West Nile or anything?
Joe's got a gigantic hole in his foot. As Elvis would say,
yes.
I should be able to get something pretty good for this.
He dug a hole in his foot as big as a quarter.
Hey, I'll do something fun about Joe. Hey, come here, Joe. We're going to pull back the curtain a little bit on Joey.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
So we're at the Broyhill wedding.
Right.
And, you know, Joe's got a very nice girlfriend who has a real job. I'm not going to mention what it is.
Right.
Because it's a real job. And at one point, I saw Frida, my wife, in deep, deep conversation with Joe's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And later I came up and I said, what are you talking about so much with Joe's girlfriend? She said, I'll tell you later. I said, what? What was it? You know, I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Larry King. I'm curious. Well, as it turns out, Joe's girlfriend, I hope you don't mind me saying this.
No.
You know what I'm going to say?
I think so.
Yeah. Joe's girlfriend was asking Frida how she deals with me talking about things on the air. Because I guess that Joe is kind of famous now from being on our show.
Well, yeah.
Not a lot of.
he's known for being the world's oldest phone screener and a lover of
farms
and, you know, everything green. And
And his girlfriend was trying to convince Frieda that's not true. And,
that's a laugh.
And saying, well, how do you put up with it when he says stuff that, you know, he's exaggerating about
right.
Frieda?
Mm-hmm.
Frieda said, let it roll off.
Right.
And then that led to a very interesting discussion with my wife and I about... Because I really don't know about you, Joe. I mean, I know...
Well, come on over sometime.
Well, I here's the thing. I know, but I don't know. But I like not knowing. Because I think if I did know, and I'm wrong, then it ruins the whole joke. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure. Like your image that we have made for you...
Oh, yeah.
...is what we're comfortable with, and anything that would upset that would damage the relationship.
Well, for instance, your girlfriend, who's very nice, has like... a very, very extraordinary job. I'm not going to say what it is
right.
out of deference to her. And frankly, I think if she's listening, you can do better.
Oh, no.
Just the fact.
Fascinating thing, isn't it?
Just the fact that Joe is with
Ouch.
This woman who obviously is of much greater intellectual capacity and has this job makes me think that maybe what she's saying is true.
Was she at the Christmas party, Joe?
Yeah. That maybe...
Because I didn't remember meeting her.
Maybe.
That explains it.
Well, you don't...
I don't think you remember meeting me at the Christmas
party. I don't remember meeting... I don't remember that there was a Christmas party.
Anyway, it was weird because Frieda said, well, what do you say about Joe? I said, we don't really say a lot about Joe. It's like it's innuendo about Joe.
Yeah. Her prime concern, something she didn't really get from the get-go, is that we're doing a show every day. You guys are doing a show every day. And it's kind of like friends, you know, on TV. They're friends, but in real life, they don't live together.
And we've said, I think you've said this, and you've said this to your wife, and I've said this to my ex-wives, that really, if we were exactly how we portray each other and ourselves all the time, it wouldn't be that good a situation.
Joe is smarter than he lets on, I've discovered.
The only person who's really true on the show is Rob.
That's right.
That's the only
scary,
thing.
Everything
scary
you hear,
part.
Even the innuendo about Rob is true. It is gospel truth.
Right.
I think that's important to remember. Mm-hmm. And, those people that hear this now, it might disturb them.
No, anyway.
You're not disturbed. Relish it.
Someday you'll be able to go fishing again with Mike, Joe.
Well, Joe, I'd like to do it like in the next couple of weeks. I'd like to do it soon because,
we'll do it.
I really feel like I caught one. One of my buddies caught three. Reggie caught three, and my friend Box caught two. And it was not, apparently you can do, a lot better. And we got to come out, and I think we could, there's room for...
There's the catfish now.
And they're scary. They're scary because they got little spikes in the back of their tail.
Uh-huh. Did any of them burp for you?
Yeah, one of them did burp. And so they make this little sound when you put it back.
Yeah.
They get all bitter.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And that's exactly the sound that they made.
All right. I just thought that was an interesting look behind the scenes at Joe, who incidentally...
Is he able to go out fishing now, that he's, tied down?
I don't know.
I'm kind of a free spirit. I can fish whenever I want to.
And frankly, I think he's lying to his girlfriend. I think it's a total lie. How many days have we come in here, really? And this is not a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Both Mike and I just say... How high is Joe this weekend? Or the other one is, how high was Joe this weekend?
Yeah, we always talk about Joe's days, Mondays. don't catch him on a Monday.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello?
Hi, Don Mike.
Howdy.
I agree that going back with Jason Alexander that he indeed hit a new low at KFC, but I disagree that his all-time episode was the wedding invitation death episode.
All right, well, there might be a better one. I mean, it's
like the opposite.
It's subjective.
Opposites was funny when he did
Mike, you're right. That was a great one.
Opposites is like
in the contest.
And it was working. It was working for the contest. You mean a master of the domain?
Right, right.
And Mulva, that's not a George episode,
right.
But Mulva was a pretty good one.
And I also love the one where he was talking about... maybe it was when he was getting involved with Susan. The George, is dead.
Right.
Say goodbye to that George.
Yeah.
George divided against himself cannot stand.
Yeah.
And I put up still for the best episode ever is when Kramer put the Merv Griffin set in his apartment.
Yes.
I mean, that is. There's like 80 things going on in that episode.
All right, what's your choice?
I would have gone with the one where George had just come out of the cold swimming pool.
and he's changing in the room of the people's houses, and two beautiful women accidentally walk in on him while he's changing.
Oh, right, and his privates are all shrunk.
Right, and he screams out shrinkage and starts asking everyone else to explain the concept of shrinkage to these two women. I thought that
what's the one where they're dipping into the dip at a party? And I re-dip. What's
double
that?
Dipping?
Double dipping. Double dipping is a good one.
It was at a funeral.
Naturally. Yeah, that's a good show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did anybody call in and tell you yet about one of the other stations in town this morning talking about you guys?
Oh, well, golly, let me guess which station that would be. Would that be DC 101?
Nope. It was 104.
Yeah, we're very threatened by that, by whatever they said.
Well, they had a contest in 20 seconds or whatever. People had to name five famous people who've lost weight. And this woman got through four, and then she finished with Don of the Don and Mike Show. Well, they immediately hung up on her and said, you should pay me a prize for saying that. He didn't lose any weight. He's still a fat screwball. And then they moved on.
They said screwball?
Yeah.
They used a term from the 50s?
Wow. Here's the deal.
Haber?
I will step on a scale with this guy, with this failed television guy who's now a morning disc jockey, and I will put every pound that I have lost against every rating point that you have. And I will give you a 1,000-to-1 ratio, and you will still owe me money. Because it's a fact. I've lost 62 pounds, jackass. And it's a fact. You're a failed TV guy who's on the radio. You know, this is just a case of them wanting some schmuck like you.
Yeah, that's what they want.
They want, you know. Brett Haber, you're so tough. You got fired from ESPN, you got fired from Channel 5, you got fired from the other station that you were working at. Now you're playing soft hits, and you want to get in a shock jock fight with me?
Well, maybe for publicity, you could go clubbing with your new...
Well, now what? Well, what's the deal? Now, are you a plant or what? I sound like Michael Savage. Are you, I mean, why would you want that to happen?
Just because I thought it sounded funny.
I mean, why would you possibly even involve yourself with that other program?
Oh, that's what was on when I turned the car on this morning.
No, I don't believe you.
I don't buy that either. See you later. Well, unfortunately, he's not, and this would be the worst insult I could give him, he's not even as relevant as Jack Diamond.
Nope.
I'm afraid I can't take his insult as a way of getting me to talk about him seriously.
Exactly.
Being on that show is like going into hiding.
That's where they put the witness protection people. The morning show at Z104.
But, you know, make no mistakes. When we hear it for the very first time, we are not above being so petty that we won't talk about even the shows that don't show up on the radar.
Right. No, and if you ever have any doubts, Brett Haber, come down and take a look at me. Take a good look at me and tell me if you don't think I've lost 62 pounds.
But at least let the finger heal before the fist fight begins.
Now. Absolutely. Pretty boy. Pretty boy. And incidentally, I know that you're in great shape because it certainly takes all kinds of physical stamina to play Matchbox 20 five times an hour. Gun douche.
See, what they don't realize is you know every station in the market.
I do. And, you know, I should.
Radio is your life.
Shouldn't even have said anything about that call because that reminds me of when I worked in Chicago. And you know the story. I worked, I'll condense it. I worked at a huge station called WLS, my lifetime station, the great station. Then I left that station and I worked at WBBM, where I worked with Buzz.
Okay.
And you got the tape? Oh, yeah, WLS. I'm still so horny for that station. I worked there 20 years ago. Listen to this. Listen to the answering machine on my phone.
To leave a voice message, press...
Well, anyway, it was a big deal for me to work at the station, and then I left. And they put me on in the mornings against this guy, Larry Lujack.
Right.
Super jock. The guy that locked me out of the station.
Legendary morning guy in Chicago.
So I start just goofing on him every day, nonstop goofing on him. And one day I get a letter in the mail. It's typewritten, before computers. It is like 1983, and it says, Don, the eagle does not hunt flies. Lair, L-A-R. And it's from WLS, so I know it's from him.
Right.
But here's where it backfired. He wrote me a letter to tell me that I was so insignificant that I didn't matter, yet, by writing me the letter to tell me that I was insignificant...
He acknowledged the fact that you were significant.
That I was at least bothering him.
Right, exactly.
At least bothering him. And I'm not...
But it's still one of the greatest lines that I've ever heard. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And same thing to that guy on Z104. The NASCAR lady's coming up, but first we do have the tape of the sausage incident.
Good. All right, this will be the tape. I'm not sure what this is going to sound like or whether you're going to hear it clearly when Don's hand was severed.
Okay, here it is from yesterday's program. I've not heard this either, so...
So far, Charlie Broyhill doing an excellent job hurling the sausage. Oh, ow, ow, are you all right? Are you okay?
Don's been hit by the...
So you immediately put the microphone down by like your...
Did that make contact on your hand or did it hit the microphone?
No, my hand.
Your hand? What part did it hit?
Well, now I'm let down because it doesn't sound like a crushing blow.
Yes, well, you've had bad luck with your fingers before.
Well, you know,
can you rewind it so we can hear that again?
It's on a cart. We got to wait for it to re-cue.
I'm sorry that we actually played it on the air. That was going to be our next secret sound. The sound of Don getting a broken finger.
Well, you can hear the way. I mean, you can hear the fact that AC doesn't do it justice.
No, it didn't. You know what? I standing right by it when it happened. It rang when it happened.
I hate to dole out assignments and stuff, but maybe some of our audio sweeteners could work on that with enhance and maybe
let's see if we have another
if they got like a better quality use that other microphone
another
really got a,
point
that really got a here sound
one more hold on
so far time. Charlie Broyhill doing an excellent job hurling the sausage. Oh.
See now, much more impressive
now here, right.
You hear ligaments being torn.
Yes, it's just blood, fingernails, particles of bone,
sausage. Little pieces of Brett Haber's skin. Haber and Aaron.
Hi, Haber.
I'm Z104.
God.
Douchebag. You know the rest of my story. I worked on ESPN Sports Center at age 24. Craig Kilborn and I hosted the Feel Good Edition for 3 years. Let me tell you what, if I had a job at ESPN with Craig Kilborn during the heyday, and then I was reduced to being half of the he said, she said morning show that nobody listens to,
right?
I definitely wouldn't tell people I used to be something I wasn't. Brett Haber.
Is he mildly cross-eyed?
He could be a Dixie chick.
Yeah, one of the cross-eyed people?
He could be a Dixie chick. People? Absolutely he could. Well, he's a dick. Screw him. And if you think I'm fat, come down here and see how fat I am.
It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son.
Yeah. You're not going to get any ratings from us, though. Sorry about that.
Right.
The only person we give ratings to is Jack Diamond.
Yes, I mean, because we just can't help ourselves.
You love him.
He's so easy to pick on.
Absolutely.
And you know why he's easy to pick on? Because at least he's got the balls to talk every other record on his show. He doesn't hide behind a mountain of segues and
right.
104 plays more music.
Ooh.
104 has no listeners. Jesus. Go pick on somebody. You know, really, go pick on Dave Adler on Wash.
No.
You want to fight? I'm just trying to say he wants someone at his level.
I don't care.
No, well, you know, no offense to Dave
that's
Adler.
That's an AU thing. Yeah. He's one of the AU people, right? Dave Adler.
Dave Adler.
Back in the day.
Dave Adler used to be my best source for pot.
Oh, God.
Speaking of drugs, back when I used to...
I think he's probably cleaned up his act.
Oh, I know he has. Absolutely, I know he has. But back in the day, boy, whenever I needed a bag of pot...
Oh, God.
I either called Dave Adler or my other great source was Goldie. At Oldies 100.
Yes, it was a long time ago.
It was.
In a land far, far away.
And I'm sure that those guys, like myself, have cleaned up, which is why I feel safe.
Sure, I'm sure.
Mentioning that now.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm thinking back to that time.
It's not like you're saying where he got it from.
Well, you want to know where he got it from?
No, come on now. You know, those people will still come to the house.
No, I know. I just remember
like
one
night. Like I know. Listen to me. Like I know.
I just remember one night. Man, this had to be Jesus Christ.
3 weeks ago, Rob.
No, really. Over 20 years ago. I showed up at Goldie's house. Goldie works at Oldie's 100. And I showed up at his house. I had some, ridiculous drug time, like 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
And he answered the door wearing a child's New York Giants helmet. A helmet that, you know, is like made for a six-year-old.
If you want to equate what it would be in the movie Pulp Fiction, when John Travolta goes to see Eric Stoltz.
Yeah.
It's a similar type of...
Except I wasn't buying heroin.
Right.
But, you know, it was just, it was nuts that I figured, well, it's 3:30 in the morning.
It was a crazy time.
I'm sure Goldie's awake, right? Ding dong. Goes, hey, Donnie! You know, wearing like a, this thing that made his head look just gigantic.
Right. And nothing else.
Yeah. And
just a robe opened.
And someday when I write my book, uh-huh. when I let you know some of the other people that were in the house that night, that will knock you on the ground.
Stand Washington on its ear.
That'll knock you on the ground. We got a break. They keep bringing me this dumb stuff now from this 104.
Oh, come on.
We've talked about them enough, okay? Really? Here's a bit they do on their show.
Good one.
Here's what we did today. We found that the only way to get to DuPont Circle from BWI in less than 90 minutes is with George Jetson's spaceship.
Hey!
Michael Chiklis only looks 47 because he's bald. He's actually 14. They put this on their website.
Yeah, well, it's because it's so quality.
And, Mike, there's no point in taking old people's driver's licenses away. They'll just drive golf carts and crash those, too.
Oh, God.
You got the balls to make fun of me?
Oh, it's Thursday.
It has been? I'd rather be an ESPN never was than an ESPN has been. Stand by for the latest from Jewel. She's really reinvented herself.
Pretty.
Here on the new 104.
A pretty lady. They'll just drive golf carts.
Back for the 20 minutes.
Aver.
Dickhead.
Yeah.
Okay. Tammy Jo Kirk.
Yes. NASCAR driver.
She is a NASCAR lady, and she's going to be riding in the New England 300 this weekend.
She's a lady.
And she'll be making
she's a lady.
Her national radio debut with us right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This has nothing to do with my hand.
Could we hear some more of it?
My hand. I'll pick it up from the beginning.
Thank you.
Ding, 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 somebody else must have been playing this tape.
It was Dave Adler.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Did you watch the ass
today? I've already answered that one.
No Stinky Poon, the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, I want to say hi to a good friend of ours.
So fine Sabian.
At least for a couple of weeks. Tim Sabian, right? WYSB. Where we got our...
get me Sabian!
We got our quarterly ratings today. We got the spring ratings.
Yes. Yeah, how we do?
Exactly the same.
Hey. Perfect. Well, no, not a real surprise.
Well, I think Tim was betting on the fact that we'd go down.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Do you have anything positive to say?
He was shocked, put it mildly, shocked by the fact that while our ratings were exactly the same...
In the beauty contest.
In the overall beauty contest.
Right.
And they were exactly the same in the demos that we shoot for.
Yeah.
Adults 25, 54. Among the younger demographics, mm-hmm. 18 to 34, we have massive gains.
Oh, man.
Well, then they're catching on.
Yeah.
Tim! So the
Tim! Look at that.
Stay the course! The conversation that I had today with Tim was a somewhat resigned tone in his voice as he said, well, the overall number is still a 2.7. Two whatever it is.
But the youngsters are coming on board.
Yeah.
I'm getting a skateboard.
And then he said, this now leads me to that. Maybe I'm, you know, reading more into this.
Uh-huh.
Rather than saying we're going to fold up the tent in September, he said, I guess we're going to have to look at these numbers, and I'll talk to you next week.
Wow.
You know, and I
guess... Well, that's... From him, that's unusual.
From Tim, that's... Right, that's like a compliment. So we'll find out. Anyway, joining us now, joining us now is, I've been told to call her Tammy, not Tammy Joe.
Oh, Tammy, okay.
Tammy Kirk, a girl NASCAR driver. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible, I think.
Cool.
Running this weekend in the New England 300. Tammy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, are you, you're not the first girl... Ever. You were the first girl to drive in the truck, NASCAR truck, right?
That's right. I was the first woman in the NASCAR Craftsman trucks.
And now you're driving a car. Are you driving in the Busch Series, or are you driving in the Winston Cup?
No, I'm driving in the Busch Grand National Race on Saturday.
So you're driving the Busch Grand National Race. What kind of car are you driving?
I'm driving for Jay Robinson. I'm sponsored by Advil Liquid Gels and La Sim, and it's a Ford Taurus.
A Ford Taurus.
So how fast will you be going? What are your top speeds in a race like that, Tammy?
I would think up here at Loudon, it'd be somewhere around 150 miles an hour.
150 miles an hour. Fantastic.
150. And I've noticed on the races on Saturday in the Busch Series, a lot of times you have guys that, or girls, that... run both races. That like I see Michael Waltrip a lot on Saturday, then he races again on Sunday. I see Dale Jr. a lot of times on Saturday, and I'll see him again on Sunday. Who's the biggest name that you'll be racing against that we would have heard of racing on Saturday? Do you know? Who's the favorite?
Well, you got Matt Kenseth, coming down and running the Busch race Saturday. So is Jeff Burton. Several Winston Cup drivers will drive with Saturday.
Yeah, so the Saturday race, the goal is it the goal for somebody that does what you do to eventually get to Sunday to do the Winston Cup and play at that level? Is that your personal goal?
Oh, that's every race car's dream that's in the NASCAR is to run the Winston Cup one day.
And what do you have to do? What would you have to do starting now to make that dream happen?
The main thing is you need to be a top competitor in the Busch Series, but mainly is have a sponsor that's willing to take you to Winston Cup. That's the main thing. You've got to have the money.
Now, if you beat, for instance, let's say this weekend on Saturday, you just flat out beat Matt Kenseth. You flat out beat these guys that are big NASCAR stars. Is that enough if you finish ahead of them?
If I can go out and beat those guys, that's going to make some of the Winston Cup teams look at me. But, I haven't been in a race car in over 4 years now, so I've got to go out Saturday and just basically get some seat time and just go out and finish races for the next few races.
Why the layoff?
Well, just a lack of sponsorship. And, I run the truck series for a couple of years there. And the last year I run it, on my own money and had a few sponsors here and there and just basically about went broke and had to go back to work. And, on a motorcycle shop in Dalton, Georgia. I've just been basically, running it for the last few years.
How many cars do you have? If you wreck one in the trials, do you have another one?
We have a backup car, but, hope we don't have to come to that. But usually at every racetrack, we have a backup car.
And what number is your car and what color is it so I can watch for it?
Number 49, it's yellow number, blue car. It's got the Advil liquid gel splashed right on the hood, so it's a great looking car.
I would think that really that someone would come in. You talk about sponsors, and it's kind of an interesting little dance that you have to do when you're dealing with NASCAR to get to that level. But I would think that you know, you're one of the elite as far as drivers that race in any division, and it would seem to me that it would be a great idea. You know, I don't want to use the word novelty, but just to get exposure for racing. I mean, NASCAR is as popular as it's ever been, but it would be very cool to get you up to that Winston Cup level. Do you find anybody that is it a good old boys club? Do you find that kind of experience?
Well, you know, I tell you, in this day and time, we're having more and more women, you know, in the stands now, and it's going to grow over to 40% women, you know, in the races coming on Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, hopefully some of these corporate companies will look and see that, you know, how many women's at the races now, and look and see that, you know, we need the woman out there driving Winston Cup one day, and hopefully, you know, I'll be the one.
Are you now let me ask you just a brutally honest question, because I'm afraid I've not seen a picture of you. Would you consider yourself to be a handsome woman?
No, not really. I was a tomboy somewhat when I was growing up. I had a long blonde ponytail, but I'm more of middle class girl, I guess you'd say.
Now, as a guy, you can take that two ways, because either you're extremely modest, or you're like a extremely ugly. And I can't believe that you're a giant dog.
Because you have to be in pretty decent shape to do what you do for a living. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes. The biggest thing driving these cars is the heat, you know, in the cockpit there. I mean, it gets extremely hot, and you got to be in shape to endure the heat in it.
So I'm thinking, you know, if you obviously you must be a handsome woman, and I mean that as a compliment, that perhaps you could use that to your advantage.
There you go.
You're killing me.
In some way.
I think it's going to be very cool to see a woman in. And I know women that are absolutely, totally over the top into NASCAR. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, know everything about it. And you're absolutely right about that.
Would you, I was watching the race a couple weeks ago. And it was the whole thing with the, you know, when they're coming around in a caution and the whoever was leading jump towards the end before the caution went down, and Tony Stewart drove by this guy and just gave him the finger right out the window. It was like, hey, what are you doing? And he gave him the finger because the guy broke like an unwritten rule. If anybody ever broke one of these unwritten rules, would you give a guy the finger?
Oh, I'm sure I probably would. I mean, it get intense driving those race cars. Yeah. When somebody's trying to crash you or something like that, you get a little excited, but you try not to do too much. But I have done it before.
You know, I don't want you to mention any names unless you want to, of course. But when you broke into it, when you were just starting, and you know, you were kind of one of the first to do this, did you ever have anybody that would try to intimidate you out there because you were a woman?
Oh, yes. When I started running the truck series, the first few races, I got spun out several times. Wow. We was running pretty good up front. We had several of the veterans, I won't name any names, but some of the veteran drivers, it took a while for them to accept me. They hadn't raced with me before. And a lot of guys that's in the Busch series, I've raced before in all-pro division and plus in the trucks. And they've learned that, you know, they can race with me, and they had to go out and try to spin me out every time that I'll race with them, and, you know, and give them their, you know, they're faster than me, I let them go, you know.
Hey, Tammy, here's a game we can play where you don't really get into trouble. What I want you to do is select five drivers, and I'll throw you some examples, like 24, Jeff Gordon, 20, Tony Stewart, 6, Mark Martin. Throw us out five numbers of drivers, 4 who you like, and 1 who you don't like, and you don't have to say in no particular order.
Yeah, absolutely no commitment on either end, whether you like them or not.
It's just like if they've been a dick to you or if you've heard things about them.
Well, how about 3 drivers, 2 she likes, 1 she doesn't?
Okay,
so give us... Well,
Ron Hornaday drives the 2-car. He's always been great.
The 2-car, okay.
And Stacy Compton's been good in the 59 car.
Well, now it's two.
I'm trying to think of anybody that I don't like in the Busch series. I be honest with you, I really don't know anybody right now in the Busch series that I race with.
All right, what about
Joe Ruttman was the one that always gave me heck when I was racing.
What about in Winston?
I'll tell you that one.
Is there anybody in Winston Cup that just rubs you the wrong way?
No, right now nobody I know of.
I'll tell you who I don't like. Elliot Sadler.
Elliot.
I just think the guy's just a prick.
And I don't.
He seems to be. He's a nice guy. You get to meet him. He's a good social guy.
Here's the thing, honey. I don't know him. I've never seen him interviewed on TV.
You just base it on seeing him in the car?
Yeah.
By the way he runs?
Yeah. I just go...
You need to meet him. He's a good guy.
Now, you know who I got a problem with?
Who?
Jimmy Johnson.
Why?
It just seems like he tends to cause a wreck at the end of every major race he's in. It seems like it to me. I've seen a lot of races where it's coming right down to the wire and there's a wreck and he's usually in the middle of it.
So, Tammy, you have a sponsor now.
Do we sound like idiots, Tammy?
No, you're doing great.
Now, I know that NASCAR has to grow as a sport, but is there a part of you that's upset that waspy Yankees like us watch NASCAR now?
That some of us Yankees are coming down, and as the sport grows in popularity, we Yankees are coming down and invading your turf?
No, I tell you what, the last several crew chiefs I have has been guys from up north, and, you know, they're just into racing like the people in the south are, and everybody that loves racing. It's just all one big family.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. When you were driving, have you ever gotten your period while you were driving?
Well, everybody does. I mean, you get that once a month. You just have to learn to deal with it and tough it out and not worry about it.
I can tell that Tammy's been asked every question imaginable. Mm-hmm.
What do you think Jeff Gordon does when he gets his?
Well, I don't think he does.
I'm one of those guys. I don't like Jeff Gordon much.
Everybody has their bad mood days.
Your brother likes him, though. Your brother's a big fan of him.
My brother loves him, but my brother's an idiot.
If you were going to give a percentage chance of, obviously you sound like you want to get to that level, what do you think the odds are of you making it to the Winston Cup level?
Well, it's probably right now maybe 25% chance that we can make that one day. I mean, right now, what we're looking at is to go out and do a really good job for Advil this year and try to get them, you know, to where they're comfortable in the Busch Series. And hopefully for next year, we'll get a full deal where we can go test and really get really competitive. And, you know, someday maybe they can move up to Winston Cup. That's a goal for us right now.
I hope you do. I really do.
Do a good job for them.
You sound like a very nice lady. I hope you get a chance to do it.
Just one more question. If when you're at these NASCAR events, the Busch and then the Winston, has there ever been a very cute guy who you've maybe seen in the stands or down in the pits, and you thought, boy, after the race, I'm going to go after him. And you go down there, and you get there, and Jeff Gordon's already talking to him.
Oh,
has that ever happened?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so. Well, now listen, Tammy, we have 6 million listeners, and a lot of them love NASCAR. We're going to watch you on Saturday.
Okay.
And we expect nothing more than at least a top five showing from you in this race.
Oh, I hate to disappoint you, but this, like I say, it's been 4.5 years since I've raced, and I've got to go out Saturday and just try to get the good, you know, get the feel of the car and try to finish the race. That's our main goal. I think right now a top 20 would be great for us this week.
I think you are underestimating the power of this show, Tammy. The fact that when anybody comes across our path, we bring luck like you would not believe.
Greatness, right?
And I think your modest expectations are all well and good, but I think you're going to be surprised. And then when you get interviewed, when you finish with that top five, you know, you can go ahead and give us the credit that we deserve.
I'll just go ahead and tell them you're the one that made me do it.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely.
I talked to these two retarded Yankees on the radio this week who didn't seem to know dick about racing, but they inspired me.
Yeah, because we're so enthusiastic.
So good, hey. So, look, I'd take luck any day.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch for you. Good luck. And I bet you, how about this? If you finish in the top 10, you come back on the show on Monday.
Okay, that'll be great.
Because we're all going to be rooting for you.
We'll have the sound effects and everything, and the celebratory sound effects for a top 10 finish.
And, you know, as a matter of fact, this is probably not what you want to hear, but how about you come on the show Monday if you're in the top 10 or if you have a great crash?
Oh, God.
I hope we don't have no crash.
That's one thing I did want to ask you about, because there's a lot of people, myself included, I watch NASCAR all the time, and I don't really want to see crashes. But when crashes happen, with the exception of somebody like Dale Earnhardt, you always see these guys in incredible crashes, and the first thing you see is the guy's jumping out of the car.
Absolutely mind-boggling to me.
At the Tropicana last week, there was a crash where the guy's car was on fire. And he was
Bobby Labonte, right?
Yes, Bobby Labonte, yes.
Skidded across the infield while his car's on fire. he is still sitting in the car, just very calmly taking off his Hans device and his helmet. So, if you get in an awful crash, and God willing, nothing happens to you, please call us. And
okay.
And if you have a top 10 finish, please call us. So either way,
what is that?
Either way, good or bad,
our 6 million listeners are now going to be tracking your career.
We'd love to hear from
you. And we're going to be rooting for you, Tammy. Okay.
All right. I appreciate you.
All right, honey, and good luck with your sponsors. I know you always want more sponsors. And now, is one of your sponsors the product for women to urinate in, standing up?
That's the La Femme.
La Femme.
That's something new for me. I'm sort of learning a little bit about it myself.
La Femme.
They showed it to me today, and I was like, wow, I never seen anything like that before.
No. Have you tried it?
No, I have not.
Well, maybe before the race on Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. Some of these porta johns you don't want to get close to, so those things might be really great.
True. And I've always wanted to ask an NASCAR driver this. Is Goody's headache powder, is that really any good?
No, you have to use Advil.
That's right.
Advil liquid gel.
There you go. Oh, and Mike, there's a good reason she mentions that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one of her sponsors.
Yeah, that's the big sponsor.
You're on it.
Advil, Chapstick, Dimetapp, Robitussin. Yeah, you got some good sponsors.
There you go. No, but we don't mention that other product. So you mentioned the counter product. Well, not really. Yeah. I mean, you know, Advil liquid gels is that's the big one.
If you have a headache any day, you can come see me. I can take care of you.
There you go.
All right, honey. Well, I'm going to be watching for you on Saturday. Good luck. Kick the men's asses, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Tammy.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. She was fun.
There she goes.
She can handle it. I mean, gosh, she can handle it. She can handle us.
Yeah.
I just hope that her apron...
Didn't that really get people spinning around as far as like when she started doing the trucks?
I hope the apron doesn't get caught in the gear shift when she's driving. and I hope she's able to make those turns with those oven mitts on her hand.
I'm surprised at the very end of the interview you didn't say, good luck in your little race, honey. I'm surprised you didn't say that.
God damn it, honey. God damn it, honey. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mr. O'Mara.
Hey.
Buzz.
Hey.
Is Rob in the room?
Yes, he is.
Bobby!
Hey, Doug!
This is Chris from Crotch Ruster, and formerly of the Legacy. I got a joke to tell you guys, and I hope you haven't heard it yet.
People do judge you by the words you use.
Yes.
When you speak well, you command respect.
That's right.
Thank you.
No, you didn't get it, did you?
No, I did.
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
Do you believe you've commanded any respect just now?
I'm formally of the Legacy.
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
I command more respect than that douchebag Tim Savion.
And not a bad point.
Okay.
What do you want?
How did Tim Savion find his dog in the tall grass?
No, you know what you're doing? You are sneaking a joke in, and can't do that without offering up your phone number.
No! You can only tell a joke on the show if you're willing to give us your phone number, and if we don't laugh, we give out the number on the air.
Okay, I'm willing.
All right, hold on.
They always are.
Give your number to Joe, and we'll double check that.
This never works.
And we will come right back. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
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 People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, you forgot to ask her the sex quiz.
Yeah, you didn't ask her the
sex quiz. People do judge you by the words you use.
Didn't forget.
When you speak well, you command respect.
I believe I mentioned before we interviewed her.
Yeah,
that
you did. You said it before she even got on the air.
She didn't want to take it because she was afraid of offending her sponsors.
But it's fun when you ask people the sex quiz.
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, 2 points before you hang up on me.
Inevitably.
Okay. First, Don, don't you find it a little ironic that the same bat that you use to threaten the junkies with is the one that you hurt yourself with?
Now you're close to getting hung up on now.
No, and I didn't threaten them with that, that bat. No, I find nothing ironic about that.
Okay.
Hey, don't you find it ironic? You called to try to bust my balls, and you ended up getting hung up on?
No.
And he had 2 points. We will never hear the second one.
All right. The joke guy's back on the phone.
Don and Mike.
Is this the same guy?
Yeah.
All right, I've got the number. Joe's got the number.
Yes,
Chris,
he does.
Chris, you understand the deal.
I understand the deal.
All right, go ahead.
All right, how did Tim Sabian find his dog in the tall grass?
How did Tim Sabian find his dog in the tall grass?
Quite satisfying from what I heard.
Much as I'd like to laugh, because it's a program director.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, man.
Nope.
Everybody call Chris.
You should not be surprised.
Area code 585-594-3897.
Enjoy your long weekend.
Bye-bye.
My wife is going to kill me.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, the weekend starts on Thursday.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How's it going? I'm Mark from Baltimore.
Hi, Mark.
How's it going? I just wanted to... you guys were talking about raising at Dover.
Right.
My wife bought me for my 30th birthday last year. She actually bought me 10 laps there.
She bought you 10 lap dances at Dover Downs?
That's nice.
No, she bought me 10 laps at Dover.
Ah. You can do that? Yeah. How does that work? With your own car?
Yes. And I just wanted to tell you guys.
Sad part, it was a minivan.
Yeah, what made the day was...
Your wife bought you 10 black labs for your birthday?
10 laps in a NASCAR.
She bought you 10 lab coats?
How much does it cost to buy 10 laps at Dover?
It was probably, I think it was around $340.
$340 bucks?
Yeah, but what was great was before we did the 10 laps, they give you an option of doing 4 laps with a professional driver, which was awesome.
Yeah, I've done that before. It is truly awesome. I mean, you heard it, that Don and I are going to be going at speeds in excess of 200 miles per hour.
Hello. Wow. I like it. You just jacked that up from 150 to
250. 250. Don and I will be at the, where's that place? Death Valley. We'll be testing going 500 miles per hour.
It's the Salt Flats, Mike.
The Salt Flats. Thank you, Rob.
Don and Mike. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. This is Wash from Philly. Listen, just want to tell you guys real quick. Every afternoon I get in the car and I say, make me laugh, and I turn on YSB and you guys are there and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice. I did 10 laps at Dover a couple weeks ago, and I'll tell you what, there's nothing more thrilling. I've been going to Dover for 20 years when there was only 30,000 people there, and it's a great time.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it.
But now I don't know if I want to do it.
Now it doesn't seem to be real exclusive.
If anybody can do it,
yeah.
You just pay some money. Jesus.
Yeah, maybe we'll practice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah.
Hello?
We don't practice for our show.
You and I raise.
Why would we practice for something like that?
I mean, tell me that wouldn't be dual fatalities.
Hello there.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
My name is Bob. I'm from Fairfax.
Yes, Bob.
I really like you guys' show a whole lot.
Okay.
But I don't know if you guys work at the studio that's in Fairfax, but... I've never seen you guys before, and I was driving by the other day, and somebody said that it was one of you guys coming out at that time, and I was like, well, I don't
know. This is so contrived, and you're not bright enough to even come up with a contrived way to bust our balls. Mm-hmm. It's a completely, like, pulled out of thin air thing.
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
You're not even qualified to bust our balls. You're not qualified.
If you're going
to
ever comment on our appearance.
Whatever. I like you guys.
Now, listen, if you're ever going to comment on our appearance, do not start it by saying, I was driving by the station.
And I just happened to see you, and a friend of mine told me, there they are.
Somebody told me it was one of you guys.
Because you're full of S, and our listeners know you're full of S. And really, I mean, at least work a little harder to come up with a phony premise.
So come on down and say hi to me and my big cast I have on my arm.
Okay, you got that, queer bait?
You guys keep it up.
Right.
Okay, you two area...
Good comeback, moron.
You two, area code 571...
Don't do that.
Give your mother our very best while we're shaving
why,
her back.
Why is it okay for you to bust balls, but when I bust back the only way I can, you say don't do that?
Just because you're calling from the state of Maryland, we haven't given any real pertinent information.
Right. Well, okay.
Virginia? Yeah. 4-1, where, what is it?
571.
Oh, 571. Well, that's
the new 703.
That's
yeah.
Cell phone.
Right.
you know, I'm not located anywhere generally.
Yeah. If you're going to bust balls, just bust balls, but don't call with us BS.
Well, no, it wasn't BS.
Yes, of course it was BS. Now you're lying. Now you're making it worse by lying twice.
And if you want to ever discuss who's good looking, why don't you just come down and Mike and I will be in a beauty pageant against you. Because I guarantee, no matter what we look like, we're handsomer than you are.
That's right.
Okay.
And you know, and how about this? And the winner gets your mama. And as a matter of fact, the loser gets your mama.
I don't know if you'd want her.
Oh, I would. Why wouldn't I want your mom? What's wrong with her?
Well, there's nothing wrong with her. Well, I mean, she's
you know, I don't have to tell you that. He's already had her.
Tell me what's the sexiest thing with your mom.
Oh, God. How do you think of something sexy about your mother?
I bet you do all the time.
No, we're asking
you to do is share it with our listeners.
Tell us the most unattractive thing about your mom sexually, then.
Probably her breasts.
So you thought about your mom's breasts?
Well, I mean, just because you mentioned it.
What kind of sick F are you?
Okay, you guys are good. You're good.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, I guess you just realized.
Just got that.
Are you realizing that right now, dumbass?
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
Well, you guys have a good day. I'll talk to you later.
Still want to play, wingnut?
Hey, you know, a friend of mine told me that he was driving in area code 571, and he saw an incredibly retarded man walking out of a gay massage parlor, and I didn't know if it was you or not, but I just wanted to...
I didn't think anybody saw me.
All right. Yeah. Once again, not qualified. Any participation he gives us will not help the cause.
You guys have a good day. I gotta go.
Yeah, you're damn right you have to go.
There you go.
We'll have a good day. You know why?
Why?
Because we are us and you are you.
See you out front, handsome.
That's the most important fact.
Okay. See you later, guys. Right.
See you in the motion pictures.
Glad the call worked out so well for you.
See you on the cover at GQ.
Oh, my.
There he goes.
I'd like to make a motion, and I know it was the least of that guy's problems, but
right.
Now that we've effectively eliminated whatnot from our caller's vocabulary, let's do away with your guys' show.
Your guys' show, yes.
How about your show?
Right, exactly.
No such word as guys's.
Well, you know, we play that little tape that we've been playing several times.
That's it.
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
That's right.
That's fantastic. I agree. Your guys's.
No more.
Your guys's and whatnot in the same category.
Yeah. Yes, gone.
You guys's? We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Radio Factor. Weekdays, noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
Big delays on the Beltway from Tyson's around the Interloop to Silver Spring. Very slow traffic. The midday construction was late being cleared, and that's why it's so slow. Wilson Bridge delays begin right at about Van Dorn Street. Nothing stopped at the Wilson Bridge right now. We're brought to you by Six Flags America. Enjoy the two great events this weekend at Six Flags. Retro Day with Peaches and Herb and Country Music Day with Tracy Bird. Visit sixflags.com for details. I'm Jim Russ with the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Really, for the last time, for the love of Christ, shake your groove thing, reunited, Peaches and Herb, not Herb, please, you moron.
Peaches and Herb.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see you the second time. And there's a long line here.
Home of the world's dumbest millionaire, The Don and Mike Show.
Howdy. Hey, listen, at some point today... we're going to be giving away another vacation on Southwest Airlines. Round trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest to a destination of your choice. Southwest offers convenient nonstop flights nationwide, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, the low fare leader. Southwest flies to 58 cities, to 30 states. Give it away before the end of today's show. I think we'll play a game tomorrow, but we'll just give it away to a caller today.
Very good.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I'm Steve out here in Sacramento. Looking forward to you and Rob Bay's visit out here on Saturday.
You know, and in a perverse way, I am as well.
I hope
people are not. Thanks, Buzz. I hope people are not disappointed because it's not like Mike and I bringing the whole crew out to do a Las Vegas style show.
Well, I have two words for Mike that just might change his mind about coming out here this weekend with you.
I bet you could be right. Fire him at me.
Aline Cunningham.
She's out there?
She's out there. I heard this morning on one of the local radio.
Don, is it too late for me to get a ticket?
It's never too late, Mike.
Aline Cunningham. Oh, my God, I can smell her.
She misses you. I knew that would change your mind, Mike.
Absolutely. Rob and I will be in Sacramento this Saturday night at Club Aqua in Citrus Heights.
Club Aqua.
What time will we go in there?
Five to seven
on Saturday night. And, you know, I don't want people to be disappointed that this is not a sanctioned Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show.
The WWF has not sanctioned it, and the WBC has not sanctioned it. But I think it is, what's the other commission? I think the what's the other boxing commission?
WCW, I think.
WCW may have sanctioned it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's very low-key, and I'm just going to be there, want to say hi to everybody. And, you know, I lost a bit to Mike.
Well, we're looking forward to your visit. We can't wait to see you.
That's why I'm going. Mm-hmm. As Buzz mentioned, since I've broken two fingers and perhaps my wrist, no autographs. Sorry about that. And
no salutations.
No. Yeah, in the words of Grandpa Munster, no salutations.
Your hand is hurting. Is it too much to ask that really even people speaking to you is not going to be encouraged?
Please, no touching.
Yeah. Most of all.
Well, I did want to say one thing, though. Last time I saw Bart, I think he was at the...
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Red flag.
What the hell is it out there? What's wrong with you out there?
Last time I saw Bart. Listen,
Jesus.
For my money, the last time you saw Bart would be the first time. You live in California.
Right.
And I live in Washington.
I know.
And although my kid is on the radio, I don't like parade him around.
Right. Let me be the first one to say that everybody's going to come and see you out there. It is just a radio show.
Yeah.
All right?
Just radio.
Come on.
But they love us out there.
I know they do.
There was some dick on... you know, I go to a couple of websites every day. I go to, like, the Fuente site, right. Cigars I like,
right.
Cigar Family, go to Radio and Records, I go to DCR-TV. Mm-hmm. And I went there today, and there was some guy who wrote he was from Sacramento.
Ah.
Who also wrote he had no life, which I would agree with. He had actually, over the last year, counted up how many days we've had off.
Oh, dear.
You know, like it's any of his effing business anyway.
Yeah.
And writes what he believes the ratio is that we work in an average week. You know, listen.
Oh, wow. F you.
Listen, get off our asses, okay? I know I put it into context. I know what it is. It's an internet site.
Right.
Which is, you know, populated by, and I go to it, so
it's populated by people that have the kind of lives where they will spend that kind of money and time doing that.
You know, I'm sorry that you find it an issue that Mike and I have worked for 18 years, and me for 30 years, and we now have a contract that was given to us by this station where we get a lot of vacation time.
You earned it.
Yeah, it's a fact. If you don't like it, stop listening.
Yeah, and if you throw mine in there, I'm working at the at like the 22, 23 year mark myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so combined,
maybe more. I gotta figure. Well, what is it from 1981? What is that?
That would be 22 years.
22 years.
22 years.
And if you count the year before that, it's 23 years because I started working in my junior year of college.
My 75th anniversary.
Anyway, the point being, what made me think of it is the guy wrote, I'm from Sacramento, and because I'm from Sacramento, I'm a huge Don and Mike fan, and we're fanatic about it,
right.
So I'm allowed to be crazy about it. And I guess you are, and it's a free country, and the internet is like the wild, wild west. But I looked at that today, and I got mad, and I just laughed, and I thought, man, I'm fanatical about some things, and
right.
I'm nutty about things, but can you imagine actually sitting down on a calendar counting the number of vacation days that a disc jockey gets off.
Right.
And then posting on the internet about it.
That's a fanatic.
It's like, deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking deal with it. All you guys like that need to just deal with the fact that we've busted our asses, and the time that we get off is time that is given to us because we do a good job in our jobs.
Right. And does anybody watch this guy to see how much he screws off, how many hours or minutes per day that he just doesn't accomplish anything at work?
I mean, I'm not mad about it. I was mildly amused by it, actually. That I looked at.
Well, you know, what it tells me is that people do care about the show, mm-hmm. and they're totally into it, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But well, speak to me when you get back on Monday.
Yeah, I will.
Because really, that's going to be the test. I just remember, Rob, you do too. I remember going out there and being chased by cars.
Yeah.
That's where it all started.
Jack.
Everybody needs to calm down a little bit. I mean, I know you guys are going to be very happy to have a nice, warm reception out there, but man, oh man, it gets a little crazy. Are you bringing up his email?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing to him? You're giving him so much of what he wants right now.
I know, but it's just, everybody, listen, I'm not giving him what he wants. I'm just pointing out, this is like, remember that movie, The King of Comedy, with De Niro and Jerry Lewis?
Yeah, this is Pupkin.
Yeah, here he is.
Rupert.
This is on DCRTV Mailbag. I am one of those guys who has never had a girlfriend, so pucker up, Buttercup. I guess that's like his disclaimer saying he doesn't have a life.
I guess.
According to my records, between the period of Monday, July 22nd, 2003, and Friday, July 18th, 2003, Don and Mike broadcast 256 shows. 201 of them were live, and 55 were best ofs, giving them a rather Carson-like 4-to-1 repeat ratio.
Which they earned.
There was a week off before Labor Day, 3.5 weeks off at Christmas, 2 weeks in March, 2 weeks at the 4th of July, and a scattering of days before Thanksgiving. Sick days and whatnot.
There you go.
Signed, James, a BM eater from Sacramento. Sacramentans are really the most intense Don and Mike fans. Mention this radio and get a special Don and Rob 10% off selected smoothie at the River City Juicery.
Jesus.
Wow.
Help.
Right.
Wow, now I'm starting to feel guilty.
That's funny.
Now I'm starting to feel guilty for winning the bet.
Don't.
Amazing but true.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I think, really, I wouldn't read it if I didn't think it's funny. I'm not mad about it.
You also are going out to Sacramento, and, you know.
I hope that guy shows up. I really do.
Oh, I bet he will.
I hope he introduces himself to me, because I would love to explain the concept to him.
Right.
Working in a job and...
Explain the concept of the nest egg to him.
Yeah, and, you know, yes, Johnny Carson-like, yeah. Let me explain something else.
Not exactly.
Let me explain something else. Not yet.
Yeah, no.
But let me explain something else. Do you know why Johnny Carson eventually only worked 3 days a week?
Anal polyps?
Well, that's part of it.
Good guess.
But also, it's very true that Johnny Carson got to the point in his career, not that I'm there yet or Mike's there yet, where he's saying, you know what, I'm kind of ready to pack it in.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, boy, we don't want you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
How about if we gave you some...
Sure, exactly.
That's kind of how it works.
That's simple.
Deal with it.
There are shows with more quantity, but without the quality.
You know, for instance, I'm a Letterman junkie. I watch David Letterman on TiVo every day. I happen to know he's taken the last 2.5 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, he took, I think, 5 Friday nights in a row off.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't on the David Letterman website writing, how dare Dave take 2.5 weeks off in another week. You know, it's like BFD.
And he's been great this week.
Yeah, he's been very funny. And
deal with it.
Anyway, come on by. Come on by.
And I stand by our best of programs. I think they're the best in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if they're not, you know, tough.
Mm-hmm.
We get vacation. We take vacation.
That's right. I think he'll be coming out to see you.
I hope he does.
I'm sure he will.
I really hope he does.
I do, too.
Because I'd love to talk to him and ask him about some things in his life.
Show him your cast up close.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like to talk to a guy who has records of how many days you and I work.
That's disturbing.
That's not too scary, is it?
Yeah,
it's
weird.
I mean, you could be a fan of a show, but then you can, like, be overboard being a fan of the show.
I agree.
Overboard.
Hello, overboard. Thank you, Robbie. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys truly are radio gods. I've learned that from the 147 phone calls I've received in the past.
Is this the joke guy?
Yeah. Just admit something to me. You thought it was funny.
No.
Really?
No. I mean, the whole idea of bringing Tim into it was a good shot, but, it's just the joke is old.
No, just
tired.
Work. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was his 44th caller. And he answered the phone. You guys are just effing relentless.
You know, I think really the key to telling a joke, and we've learned this on Make Us Laugh, we've learned this when people do tell jokes, you got to come up with something that we've never heard before. That's the most important thing.
Originality.
That we've never heard before, and that's the start, and that's very tough, and then it's got to be something that's so unique. Sometimes they can be a joke from a genre of jokes that we've heard before, like Helen Keller jokes, that are completely unique Helen Keller jokes, then it's even funnier.
But even then, they don't always work.
They don't always hit the mark.
Right time, right situation.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hello? Speak to us. You're on the air.
Son of a boy.
Pardon?
Hey. Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Dive in. What?
Why are we
do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
Yo.
Yes, hello.
Hey,
what is your problem? I have a question for you. Why is it taking you so long to express yourself?
Sorry, I'm a dumbass from Philadelphia. You guys rock, and that's for Tim.
You're wonderful. That's so old.
Meant well.
The whole concept is so old, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
What's happened?
Hi. Okay, what don't you understand?
Hello?
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. I can barely hear you.
Is there some sort of problem? I would say that maybe there's a volume level issue, but I doubt it.
No, our phones are operating absolutely at 100% capacity.
Now you go ahead, talk one.
All right, I need you guys to bag out of Sacramento all you guys and waste your time.
I just talked to engineer Jordy LaForge, and he says we are operating at 99.9% warp capacity.
And he's blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys need to kill that place and just head down to San Diego. That's where I'm headed this weekend. Tons of chicks. Way better than Sacramento.
Okay, thanks. We'll go to San Diego to our affiliate there. Oh, that's right. We don't have one. Listen, there is a website that really you have to check out. I know Dennis is here. We'll bring him in a second.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a joke. JoinArnold.com. I swear to Christ to you, this is not a joke. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about how he wants to raise money for community projects, etc.
Is it a political website?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. It's about his, like, the President's Council on Physical Fitness.
All of his pet causes.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to this site, you get 45 delicious seconds of Arnold speaking. And there is really nothing... Oh, hold on. Is the guy who wrote the thing on the phone... Hello?
Hello?
Is this the guy who wrote the thing on DCR TV?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, why are you calling to say you won't be able to make the gig then?
Well, I'm not going to be able to make the gig, and I thought you might be disappointed.
No, I'll get over it. So, you go to this website. You pull it up, Buzz?
Yes, I have it now.
It's a real website. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
JoinArnold.com.
Mm-hmm. Listen now to real audio of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There's over a million kids that are unsupervised. They're below the age of 15 and are unsupervised in the afternoon. Now, what does all that mean to us? It means trouble. I call this the danger zone for children, because between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's when our show is on, incidentally.
Yeah. It's a danger zone.
That's when you have teenage pregnancy happening.
Yep.
Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when crime happens. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when kids get involved in gangs and they participate in gang-related violence. I would like to ask every Californian to join me in that drive to make sure...
Now, excuse me. Hold on a second. You cannot be governor of a state if you pronounce it and it sounds like a vegetable. I'm sorry, Californian sounds like cauliflower.
He's almost done.
Elementary school and every middle school in California has an after-school program.
California.
Now, Mike, take a look at Buzz's screen.
Here's the video that goes with
Buzz
what you're hearing.
The video of this speech. Look at him with his dyed hair. I'm telling you. And
he's playing the role of politician.
Yeah, well, very much
and
so.
And behind him, he has a gigantic banner that says, joinarnold.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much we love goofing on Arnold?
You know what? And I root for him. I root for him because it's just going to be more and more. When he gets out there, and if he legitimately runs for the governorship of California, in the event that he does that, you are going to have him speak extemporaneously. You're going to have opportunities where he's going to have to ad-lib. And that's when I predict he will make Dan Quayle look like a genius.
And I says it's between 3 and 6.
That's what I call the danger zone. So
there were a million kids that are unsupervised. They're below the age of 15. And
California.
Unsupervised.
Unsupervised in the afternoon. Now, what does all that mean to us? It means trouble. I call this the danger zone
for children.
Because between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when there's teenage pregnancy happening. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when crime happens.
This is when the Don and Mike show happens.
I ask all eaters of cauliflower.
At 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when kids get involved in gangs and they participate in gang-related violence.
Thanks.
I would like to...
No, it's K. K-A-N-K-S. Kanks.
Kanks. The Kanks are coming.
Californian.
California.
So join me in that drive to make sure that every elementary school and every middle school in California has an after-school program.
California. Just work on that one.
Anyway, that's all we have. That's the audio from the website.
Right? You know, I'd be honest with you.
Yeah?
You've got to be really worried. Between that danger zone hour, that the kids would get involved with kanks.
What's the danger zone time?
Hi, Joan.
Joan who?
Lata. Hope you feel better. And watch out for the kanks.
What's the danger zone time?
Between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And I ask all Californians to keep kids out of kanks.
You know, I'd like to ask him, where did this research come from?
From the people that are propping me up to run me for the governor.
That the kanks are taking place between 3 and 6.
Yes. Well, that's with the kanks.
That's with the bad stuff.
And this is what I call the danger zone.
And what's your state again?
California.
Anyway. Great website.
Yeah.
Real website.
Mm-hmm.
Joinarnold.com. Goddamn funny.
There'll be more.
When we come back, Arnold, a great American who, like you, has devoted himself to physical fitness.
Oh, that's great. Are you talking about Dennis Yoffe?
Yeah, that's right.
He's not in a kink.
He has webbed feet, and he's going to come in and sing for us today.
Way to go, Dennis. Thank you for joining Arnold.com.
And again, we should worry about the
danger zone and the kinks.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You magnificent bastard. I salute you.
The Don and Mike Show.
They welcome vicious personal attack. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, wheel Dennis Murphy in. Oh, my God, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Major effing star Dennis Murphy. And,
hold on a second. Hello, Don. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I know you hate it, but I want to throw in a little joke.
Now why would you want to do that? Do you want to give out your phone number?
Sure.
Hold on.
See, now, hold on a second. I think now we're getting lonely people that simply want to have their phone numbers given out publicly.
I don't know. I still like it, though. Hold on a second. We'll find out if it's legit. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Long time since you've been here.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Please read this.
Okay. Hey, Don, what are you doing tonight?
Just read it.
Okay.
He's doing a little ad-lib there.
Yeah.
I know, but just read it.
Okay.
Our time is limited.
Okay.
Please join Mike O'Neill and the Flat Blue Band this Thursday at Uncle Sam's in Fredericksburg, and then on Saturday at Med's Designs in Herndon. Be like me, Don Geronimo, and go to both shows.
Thank you, Dennis. Now,
there are moments that Don and I communicate with our eyes. Oh.
Now, for those of you who are hearing impaired,
thank you.
Please to join Mike and his crap blues band. That's tonight at Uncle Sam.
Hey, zip it. Important to me.
Saturday at Ned Devine's in Herndon. Be like me, Dennis Murphy, and go to both shows.
Thank you.
I liked both threes.
So, I did too.
So, Dennis,
yes.
Now look what we have in common. I have a cast on my hand,
yes,
making my right arm useless.
Yeah. I was wondering, how is it gliding? Are you having trouble gliding?
Yeah, I'm having to do all of the wheel work
with the left hand.
With the left hand.
But I don't have a cast on my glove, so I can,
but you've learned to use it, too. You don't have any special stuff on your car, do you?
No, no.
And you use a regular car,
I use a regular car, but I do have a hook, but it affects me gliding, so I do better without.
Do you have any, like, little suction cup or anything?
No, I don't need it. I can.
I'm serious. No, that's a good question, actually.
If you've never heard Dennis, he's a major effing star. He was born with Moesha syndrome, and he has...
Moesha syndrome.
He has only a half an arm on his right side.
No, I'm missing a hand.
Missing a hand on his right arm.
And half his tongue is gone.
Right.
But it's not stopped him.
No,
it's not stopped him.
And Dennis has been on this show for how many years?
You've been together 18? Think it's been 17 now.
17 for 17 years.
Wow. 17 years. Now, we always find out something new about Dennis. And a couple days ago, he called and said that he has webbed feet.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
We would love to see your webbed feet.
Okay, you want me to show you?
Now, hold on. Before you reveal and pop off your moccasin with no socks, can I? Didn't you have a toenail issue yourself?
Oh, no. You're going to be quite surprised when you see my toes.
All right, very good.
And Dennis, here's another question. Where is the brother that you are conjoined with? Because I think this is not a well-known fact, but Dennis and his brother actually were successful. They were like the girls in Iran.
Yes, absolutely. They joined the head.
Their heads. Where is your brother now? Where is he living, the brother you are conjoined with?
He's in California.
Working for joinarnold.com.
Joinarnold.com. Nice one.
And you are dying to take off that. They appear to be relatively new shoes.
All
right, let's see your web feet.
Okay.
I gotta come see you. All right, here we go.
Dennis, don't touch me with the feet.
All
right. Step right up, Mike. You get first look. Are they really webbed?
Yes, they are. Go over and show Don. See the toes? Not between the...
Yeah. Hold on, let me take a look.
Looks like he glued them together.
Oh, it's starting to get a little bouquet in here now.
But it's disappointing, because there's no, like, webbing.
Let me see, where are they webbed,
Dennis? The toes are, like, joined together, see?
Spread them apart.
No, he can't, to see.
You mean like these two?
Yeah. They're fused together.
This wouldn't work at a sideshow, though.
No, not at all.
That's not real webbing, Dennis.
Two rolls that make them together.
Right.
They're not really webbed. It's like they're just glued together.
They're kind of glued together, but that would count, I guess.
Yeah, technically.
But
you can pop that shoe back.
I'm sorry. Those are not webbed feet.
Okay.
God's been cruel to you, yes, but those are not webbed feet.
But the
toes
are fused, aren't they?
They are fused, but there's no webbing, really.
Once again, God is playing practical jokes with you, Dennis, but you do not have webbed feet. I'm sorry.
Exactly. But you do have an enormous amount of talent.
We've
acknowledged on this show.
I have so talent. But,
And we're going to highlight that. Hold on just a second, Dennis.
Okay.
This guy, Dustin, who's on the telephone.
Yeah.
Now, it says here, remember, he wants to prove that all listeners are not idiots.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Why he's calling.
Is this the guy with the joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dustin, is that the reason you're calling? And, you know, this is a misconception.
Mm-hmm.
We don't
I
think...
all the really dumb, bad jokes that aren't original.
We don't think that all of our listeners are idiots. We think that most of the people who call us are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind that the people who call us make up less than 1% of the people who are listening.
Absolutely, and I don't know what point this gentleman is trying to make, but obviously, would this speak to the quality of your joke in your own opinion?
Just listened over the last couple of days, and it's been, you even did the joke, that little spiel thing, and nobody had anything worth saying.
All right, my friend. Well, please remember that if, in fact, we don't laugh at your joke, then we're ready to laugh. But if by some chance we don't, we will give out this phone number that you're calling us on.
Not a problem. I can use the people to talk to.
All right.
That's an honest answer.
Go ahead. Here's Dustin's joke.
All right. What's big and orange with giant teeth and sitting on my front porch?
What's big and orange with giant teeth and
jagged teeth?
What's big and orange with jagged teeth and sitting on your front porch?
What?
Michael Savage, and I'll paint him any damn color I want to.
Thank you. Listen, everybody, please call. Please call this guy.
That's a stupid sodomite. What can I do?
Please call this guy at area code 443. Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
No idea. 604-6865.
Is he Dennis furiously writing down the phone number?
I've got the numbers.
Dennis, do you do that every time we
do
that?
Hold on. Someone said something in my headphones. Did you hear that buzz?
Yeah. Charlie Burhill, I think, said Maryland.
Maryland.
Yes, I am.
443-604-6865. Thanks for proving not all of our callers are idiots.
Enjoy your long weekend.
Your power soon. Oh, here they come already. They're beeping in.
Mm-hmm. Here they come. Okay, thank you.
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
I heard that spiel thing you were doing.
And
I heard it.
I've got another guy on the phone here. This is a record for this week. This is a guy who has been on hold. The clock now says 2 hours and 21 minutes.
Wow.
2 hours and 21 minutes. I don't know if he's doing it for a prize or what. Hello?
Don and Mike, how are you guys?
2 hours and 21 minutes. Don't
I would
you
do it twice the length for you guys. Your show is so awesome. It makes me feel so good every day. You guys are worth every second.
And what have you been waiting to tell us?
To tell Don, goddamn, I forgot. To tell Don I appreciate the sacrifice he made for the show. It reminds me of Buzz and his recovery when he was doing the show from his bed.
I gave my colon, you gave your fingers.
Exactly. Oh. So from now on,
you've got to give a guy credit that's just got a really nice thing to say to you.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, fellas, from now on, Don's right hand is going to be connected to Bud's colon in my mind.
Always has been.
Oh, and a funny line on top of it.
I love you guys.
My friend, I wish, you know, Jesus, we're all out of PlayStation games. I want to give you a... Now, let me see what's best I can do.
Hey, Don?
Yes?
I really thought you were going to keep me on until the end of the show just to see if I would stick around.
All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere.
He won't.
Hello, here's a call for Dennis. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Dennis.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine. I don't like you.
Well, you're not the only one.
No,
I know.
That's awfully brutal. Why don't you like Dennis?
Well, I'm hailing from Excremento.
Okay. No, I'm not Sacramento.
Yeah, well, don't come out here.
I don't plan to.
Okay, listen, I'm not going to... I'm sorry, Dennis, that was a mistake. I'm not going to get into the hate.
Do you sense as the week progresses that the Sacramento callers are working themselves into a real frenzy and the show is getting much more of a Sacramento caller tone to it?
Yeah, here's what I should dig. I'm going out there.
Yeah.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going out there. And keep in mind.
What, do you think they're going to get happier and nicer?
No. I'm going out there. I'm paying for my airfare. I'm paying for Rob's airfare. We're not being paid a talent fee to go to this place. We're going there just to say hi to our listeners.
A comment from the expert on Sacramento psychology, Rob Spiewak.
If you graft it, and we're going to be there at about 6 p.m. local time on Saturday. Maybe not me, maybe not Don, maybe not a Sacramentan. Is going to be tied up and burned at the stake. This will happen at approximately 6 o'clock Pacific time.
We'll find out. We're going to be taping the whole thing.
Good.
Rob and I will be in Sacramento Saturday night, July 19th, this Saturday at Club Aqua. Mm-hmm. It's in Citrus Heights.
Yeah, I had a live in Sacramento last, like 3 or 4 times, and I had at least 25 people come and greet me at the airport.
There you go.
So, Don and Rob should have 1,000 people greeting them.
Now, Dennis, When we spoke to you last, you mentioned that you're going to be going to our Iowa City affiliate.
The KCJJ.
KCJJ, the mighty KCJJ.
Yeah.
That you're going to be recording very soon an album of love songs.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, you you have a very successful Christmas album, which we play every year on the show.
I'm laughing at the way he said that, Dennis. I totally agree with him. I echo his sentiments precisely.
And what we've done, Dennis, is we have taken the liberty of selecting some of our favorite love songs.
Okay.
You're a very successful recording artist.
Okay. You are a great artist. And during the break, we're going to give you some time to familiarize yourself with these songs.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'd like you to sing a few of these timeless love classics.
Okay.
The songs that I have selected for you.
Okay.
Made famous by the Carpenters.
Okay.
They Long to Be Close to You.
Excellent. Close to You is a wonderful song.
Now we have the karaoke machine and we have the lyrics for Dennis.
Okay.
There you go.
Also, Dennis, made famous by Carly Simon, allegedly for Mick Jagger. Mm-hmm. You Are So Vain.
Wonderful
song. Great. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Also, for you hippies out there, from Judy Collins, Both Sides Now.
Wonderful song.
Very nice. You know that one, Dennis?
Both Sides Now, Judy Collins? Yes, I do. I have to familiar myself with it.
And also, because who doesn't love her? Right. Barbra Streisand. The Way We Were.
Perfect.
You may sing them in any order that you like.
Remember, you want to finish with your strongest song.
The Way We Were is the final song.
And I've just been told Rob, who knows everything about everything. This is a bluff or true?
That's true.
You're So Vain was actually written for Warren Beatty. Mick Jagger was singing backup on it.
Ah.
Okay.
And Mike, can I get you a poodle on my Mr. Song?
Dennis has handed me the songs that he's going to actually record.
What are they?
The first song on the album will be Three Times a Lady.
This is going to be like the buckwheat
perfect
thing.
After the Loving. I Will Always Love You, the Whitney Houston classic. Perfect. Having My Baby by Paul Anka. Which, Dennis, so far I find no fault with
that's
this.
That's a good miss.
Yeah. Yep. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Frankie
Valli. You're the First, the Last, My Everything, a tribute to Barry White.
Barry White.
Love Me Tender, Elvis Presley, Amazed by Lone Star.
All good. Hold on. We got to
Don, you're going to love this. Sooner or Later, Love Is Going to Get You by the Grassroots.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Ah, your friend's on the line.
Hey, Tom.
Jesus, I'm there now. I'll kick his ass up and down the street.
What, Tom?
What?
I'll kick his ass up and down the street.
Get
your effing ass out of there now. Right now.
Tom, Dennis is going to be singing on the show in a minute.
Yeah.
Bull crap about that stuff. I'm Mike's friend.
Hey, yes, Mike. You are. You are, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
I like that.
Thomas, how do you spell friend?
Friend, F-U-N. That's it.
Fun.
Perfect.
Okay.
Cool.
Tom?
Yes?
And Dennis, I look forward to hearing you sing Sooner or Later, because I love the Grass Moots. I love the Grass Moots.
And, of course, there's Nye Way.
Dennis.
Nye Way.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Nice.
What, Dennis?
Hey, Tom, take us to break. We got to go right now, and then Dennis is going to sing.
Take us to break.
Yeah.
And the Don and Mike Show will be back after Dennis is singing.
No.
Come on, one more time. Get a running start.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Going north of town, interloop delay still from near Gallows Road into Silver Spring. The northbound side of 270 is a mess, beginning right at about 28, heading toward Clarksburg, but all lanes are open through there. We're brought to you by Ballston Common Mall in Arlington. Tonight, come to Chevy's Fresh Mex for dinner on the patio and start earning free movie tickets to Regal Cinema 12. For details, go to ballston-common.com. I'm Jim Russ for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Saturday night in America's heartland, and the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
The Don and Mike Show.
The leading cause of obesity in America. The Don and Mike Show.
And we've not yet given away our trip that we're giving away every day this week on Southwest Airlines. Stand by for a trivia question about something that happened on today's show to give that away. Before we get to Buzz and the news, Dennis is here.
Yes.
Meet your effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Buck.
Hi, Dennis.
Dennis, of course, is an entrepreneur.
Uh-huh. Entrepreneur.
He's a showman.
He's a Casanova.
Well, I haven't been, you know what, in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. He's a daredevil.
I jump out of a plane 14,000 feet.
He's a broadcast journalist.
I am a broadcast journalist. I generalize the bull.
He's a master pitchman.
And he's one of the finest singers I've ever heard.
No doubt.
His Christmas album is always in my collection. And he, incidentally, is a certified CPA.
Yes.
No, not yet.
Just say yes.
Okay.
And he's going to be going into the studio soon to cut his second album.
Wow.
An album of Muff songs. Dennis?
Oh, by the way, how do you like this title? One Hand, One Heart.
I like it.
I love it.
Don't argue with it. You come up with that yourself?
Well, KCJJ helped me out.
Oh, KCJJ, they really got their hooks into you, don't they?
Well, yeah. I'm being sponsored by Hawkeye Sewer and Drains.
Very good.
Hawkeye
Sewer and Drains?
Hawkeye Sewer and Drains.
A sewer and drain company.
What is the song you would like to perform first?
You don't write that. No.
How long do we have?
Well, you can only do a little bit of each one.
Yeah. Okay. The Long Close to You by Book Backlet and Hal Gaither.
Okay.
By the composer.
Or by the Carpenters.
Those who wrote the music.
Okay. Now, Dennis, I'm going to give you some echo here.
Okay.
Let's do a test. Say test.
Test? Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Murphy.
Why do books suddenly appear? Every time you are near,
too fast.
Just like me.
No direction.
They long to be.
I apologize.
Close to you.
You don't mess with perfection.
I know, that's right.
Why do stars fall from the sky? Every time you walk by, just like me. I'm on to be close to you.
Hear that sound? That's ratings going up all across America.
On the day that you were born, an angel got together and decided to create it in the thunder blue.
That's all the time we have for that one. That was great.
We had to lap the chorus again.
That was great. You have a beat like a cop.
You know, that's and you know, I think really... People ask me what makes Dennis the great singer that he is.
Yeah.
It's his rhythm.
Dennis, what is the next one you'd like to play?
How about You So Vain?
This would be the one I'm looking for.
You're So Vain. Now, did you like the amount of reverb you had there?
Yeah, I like it.
I think it sounded perfect. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Now, you're familiar with this song,
yeah,
right?
So tell me when.
Okay,
you can figure that out on your own.
You lost.
Not yet. I'll give him the start.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, here now, Dennis P. Murphy.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. You had strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarfing was apricot. You had one eye in the middle. As you watch yourself go by, and all the girls in your partner gave me a bunch of gold, and you probably think the song is about you. You're so vain.
Right, ladies and gentlemen,
I love his timing.
Oh,
it's either 80 in the slow lane or it's 25 in the fast lane.
What is the next one you'd like to do?
How about
How about, come
on.
Oh, the way we would, blah, blah, blah.
You know what, now really, audience, yeah. If you're with somebody you're close to right now, mm-hmm. hold your hand, because get ready for something really beautiful.
Let me just say, if you're in love, if you've ever been in love, or you want to be in love, you'll love Dennis Murphy. The Academy Award-winning picture with Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford. A generation loved The Way We Were. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the white cat, Nat King Cole, Dennis Murphy.
Like a corner of my mind.
Yeah, now this is beautiful.
Misty watercolor memory of the way we were.
Buzz has a tissue.
Stop crying, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
By the pictures of the smile we left behind.
Yeah, you're nailing it.
Yeah. We say to one another, I can't smile, for the way we were.
Now, this is one where he's going to really make you.
You've got to put the emotion in there.
Can it be that it was all so simple then?
Yeah.
Tell me, would we, could we,
there's some cats outside the studio.
Maybe beautiful and gay.
He's a musical locksmith, because he makes his own key.
Don't you really think he's found
what
his voice on this song?
All
right, very good. Perfect. Yeah.
You are flatter than Kansas.
Don, I will include before next week.
Good.
Oh, is that the recording session next week?
It's going to be like one or two a day.
Have you given any thought to the album cover? Will you do another one in your underwear?
No, it's going to be me and a tuxedo singing into a microphone with ladies and bikinis around me.
All right, very good.
All right. Dennis, excellent, outstanding appearance today. Get out of here now.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, can I put my website?
Yes.
DennisMurphy.com.
Very good.
And I'm still looking for a job. Anyone has a full-time accountant job?
All right, full-time accountant job.
I think you just found your new job, Dennis. Yeah. Full-time entertainer.
Doing his own accounting.
Yeah, go ahead. Sing along.
You don't know it, do you? You don't know the lyrics to it. All right, get out of here.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
You're very welcome.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye-bye. Dennis, that is the way we were.
Okay.
I mean, that is the way we were, right there. That was just
good job. Bye, Dennis. See you later, buddy.
Bye, Dennis.
That was a good one. Bye-bye. It was terrific.
Get up. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Good day to you, sir.
Can't wait for that album because I'm buying it.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was a drool factor.
He made it up.
Hey, hi, Buzz. Not Buzz. Really.
He wasn't even chewing tobacco.
Dennis drooling. What is your lead story today, Buzz?
Oh, I didn't know if I could follow Dennis, but I believe I can. Today, men who pleasure themselves a lot may be preventing cancer.
Ah, well, just another thing. Put the S on my chest.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned, and listen, if you want to win the trip, thank you. You are a great audience. You will want to win a trip on Southwest Airlines right now. Round trip airline tickets apply to the destination of your choice. But you must have listened to the whole show today.
Yeah, that's right.
Please, don't jerk us around if you haven't listened to every second of the show.
So to speak.
A very easy trivia question, at least I think, about today's show.
Good.
Call 1-800-877-365-3636. We'll do that, then we'll do the news.
Very good.
And this is all very...
There is a God professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Don, it's summertime, and everyone is bouncing from one place to another. But if you switch to Singular Wireless, it's quite easy to keep in touch with your whole family, no matter where they are.
Well, now, isn't this a happy switch? Thank you for covering my ass.
You're more than welcome. You made it in just in time for your part.
It's easy to add lines to your plan. Call 1-866-SINGULAR to get Singular's family talk. Plans start at just $39.99, and you get $9.99 per line per month. It's just $9.99 per line per month. No matter where you are, your whole family can stay in touch all summer long. Nationwide long distance included. Mike. Wow.
Keep your family connected by switching to Singular Wireless for home delivery. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit Singular Wireless stores everywhere. Remember, that's 1-866-SINGULAR.
Sorry I was late, but I do get to say certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
M-I-W-K-F-K. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? The Don and Mike Show.
With the Dennis and Shaq. Hey, stand by there, Buzzito. He's going to call their number 100.
There you go.
Thank you. Rob, having to help me with the hand stuff today. Thank you, Rob. You're in good hands with SpeedVac. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You are. Yes, I know. I'm trying to be caller 100.
I was just giving you like a European pronunciation.
SpeedVac.
I don't know how to say your name. Yes, have you listened to the whole show today?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yes.
What's your name, my friend?
My name is Bill.
Bill, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Of course you're from Sacramento.
Of course.
They're just in a frenzy.
All right, Bill?
Yep.
I think this is rather easy. We had a lady NASCAR driver on the show today.
Yes.
What was her first name?
Her first name was Tammy.
Bingo, baby.
Nicely done.
Yeah, winner. Congratulations.
Cool.
You have won a pair of round-trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice.
Awesome.
Southwest offers convenient nonstop flights nationwide, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, your low-flight leader. Southwest flies to 58 cities in 30 states.
You guys are the best.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. You're from Sacramento, and you're normal. Thank you. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Simply calling for a prize.
There you go.
That's what I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Someone call for a doctor?
It's time for Buzz's news show now. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Get it at 35,000 retail locations. New double-strength Viramax Ultra. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Call now 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. My gentlemen, we have our work cut out for us. A new study says men who pleasure themselves frequently are less likely to develop prostate cancer.
Great.
The study says this is true.
And I mean that.
This is true for all men between the ages of 20 and 50, but particularly true among men in their 20s who do it 5 times a week. That group.
What about men in their 40s who do it 5 times a week?
Well, that's probably good, too. They're saying, in general, the more the better.
My God, since I broke my hand, I'm going to get prostate cancer now.
This is a sign that there is a God.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, but now I'm going to get sick because now I can't.
No, you'll be fine. I think you've made up for it with your prior history. I don't think 1 week is going to kill you.
No, I don't know. How much goodwill can you have in the bank, in the sperm bank?
Oh, you might just have to get some help. You might have to ask the missus.
I was looking at Rob.
Hey,
joke.
That was
a joke.
Now, men in their 20s do it fine.
He's my friend, not my lover.
Okay, there's no need to go any further with that. I think we understand that you explained it.
Yeah.
You're just kidding, right?
I'm just kidding.
It's a joke.
Trying to be a funny man.
That's right.
It's just a joke.
You didn't mean anything by that, Rob.
Oh, stop it.
Men in their 20s who do it 5 times a week, that group 1/3 less likely to develop aggressive prostate cancer later in life.
And what, as opposed to passive prostate cancer?
The kind that kills you, for example.
Hi, this is prostate cancer.
Hello. I'm aggressive prostate cancer.
One passive, one aggressive. The study says, and this is what it's really about, that the more times you complete, the less likely you are to develop aggressive prostate cancer after the age of 50. The prostate is the organ that produces the clear stuff. It's the organ the doctor checks.
Hey, it's what I was talking about the other day. Thank you, Buzz.
Exactly. Now you know where it comes from. And that's the organ the doctor checks with a gloved finger from behind.
So you mean when I had the clear, number three.
That's where that came from.
It came from my prostate.
Yes, it did. Means you're probably very healthy up there.
So yeah. I was milking my prostate.
Yes, you were, which is very healthy. That will help cancer. One of the funniest terms I've ever heard, too.
I agree.
Anything you milk from a man is funny.
In fact, it's one time... I just want to tell you, I got hotlined once.
Yeah.
I can't. This is like the dumbest thing ever. It was that Lionel Richie song, "Running with the Night."
Right.
When at the end he plays his guitar, and I went, I know it was WLS, WLS Music Radio. There's Lionel Richie, milking his instrument. I hang up the phone. I hang up the headphones, and 2 seconds later, it's a hotline. You know, program director.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Said he's milking his instrument.
Oh, now knock it off. Knock it off, Geronimo.
You know, it was 82.
Yeah, I guess, but still.
God damn, I was a rebel.
Yes, you were.
Milking his instrument. Crazy Lionel Richie.
Well, the researchers say the more you flush out the prostate, the less likely a buildup of cancer-causing toxins.
Let's all flush ours out right now.
Get to work. The Emmy nominations are out, and 6 Feet Under leads the pack with 16, including one for Best Drama.
How many for the Jamie Kennedy Experience?
You know, I've got 9 pages of them here. I don't see it anywhere.
He didn't make it, huh?
No, not this time. The competition for 6 Feet Under...
What about Seventh Heaven?
Seventh Heaven? No. It's not here.
Baby Bob was shut out again?
Is there no justice in the world?
There is none.
It's politics. The competition for 6 Feet Under are West Wing, CSI, 24, and The Sopranos, as predicted. West Wing got 15 nods, Sopranos got 13.
All About Jim?
No, sorry, not here.
Jesus.
Raymond and Sex and the City each got 13 nominations, including Best Comedy.
George Lopez?
No. They're up against Friends, Will and Grace, and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What about Hack?
Sex and the City. Hack? No. No.
You guys could do this all day.
HBO is the
OD.
HBO is the network with the most nominations, 109 altogether. NBC was second with 77. CBS was third with 59, followed by Fox and ABC in that order. The award show airs September 21st.
I love it when you dump on ABC, Buzz.
Yeah, well, they do it themselves, actually.
What about Eddie Keene?
No, sorry.
Keene Eddie, was that the name of the show?
Keene Eddie, yeah.
Remember that was on Fox for like 2 weeks?
Yeah, no, not here.
Keene Eddie?
Keene Eddie. It was on in the time slot that 24 was on, very briefly, after 24 was on the air.
Failed miserably.
Yeah, awful.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is using his movie career to raise money for his political career.
Hey, Raleigh, get well.
There's over a million kids that are unsupervised. They're below the age of 15 and are unsupervised in the afternoon.
Thanks.
Now, what does all that mean to us? It means trouble. I call this the danger zone for children, because between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when you have teenage pregnancy happening. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when crime happens. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when kids get involved in gangs and particularly in gang-related violence.
Gangs.
I would like to ask every Californian to join me in that drive to make sure that every elementary school and every middle school in California
has an after-school program.
Shut up!
Charlie, blue on you. I call this. No, you don't. Your writers do.
Arnold used two Terminator 3 events last month to help raise $421,000. And that can come in handy as Republicans continue their successful drive to oust California's current governor, Gray Davis.
I like his brother, Goose.
Gray Goose.
Gray Goose.
Davis's opponents already have enough petition signatures to guarantee a new election this fall, and Arnold seems to have his sights set on running. Arnold's campaign manager says his boss is good at raising money.
I call this the danger zone.
Quoting the manager, I've never seen so many people so anxious to give money.
Here are some more of my ideas.
Opinion polls, you'll be interested in this. Opinion polls put Arnold in second place in the governor's race, right behind former L.A. Mayor Richard Reardon.
And Carrot Top is third.
Naturally.
I've got the better platform than that kooky, crazy redhead.
I was, when we were on vacation in Ocean City, yeah. I saw an ad for the Delaware State Fair.
Right.
Their headliner this year is Carrot Top.
Oh, it's going to be a great fair.
Yeah.
You love him, don't you, Arnold?
He's the best. He comes out on stage with a bag with all these goofy prizes in it. And he makes us laugh like a toilet that has a mirror in it. It's so funny. I call it the danger zone.
But controversial...
Oh, you're saying hi to Joan Latta.
Hello there. Get well soon.
Who?
Joan Latta.
The controversial Church of Scientology says it can help the victims of 9/11. One of its key spokesmen, dashing movie star Tom Cruise, says Scientology cured his dyslexia.
Here is Tom Cruise now.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
See, we don't have a tape of Tom Cruise, but Leah Remini is a member of that
Scientology
crazy religion.
That's crazy. Oh. Crazy Leah.
The church has set up a detoxification program near Ground Zero to treat the fire and rescue workers who were exposed to toxins in the aftermath of that attack. But critics say that detox program may be doing more harm than good from a medical standpoint, and that it's being used to recruit new members for Scientology. Scientology was created by a science fiction writer named L. Ron Hubbard.
And nutty celebrities are in that.
Sure. Really? A lot of celebrities have kicked a lot of money into that church.
John Travolta,
right.
Leah Remedy,
Kelly Preston.
Mm-hmm.
That's... Hey, Arnold.
I am still here.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Well, it's after the danger zone.
Yes, yeah. The danger zone has concluded. There's no fear of your kid getting involved in a kink.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, did you guys check out on that, just Arnold Schwarzenegger clip? He was saying 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock is the danger zone. Thank you, Shane, for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Buzz, hold on. We got to do this. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bow to their capricious whims, Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
Yeah. Put him in any crazy pose.
Yeah.
Is this Kiss?
Of course it is, Mike.
I like this one. Just like all the other ones. How can you say you like this one, you don't like the other one?
If you hadn't shown now they start singing. That's what I hate.
They're all the same. I love it. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Michael. Speaking of music, Metallica says it doesn't own the E and F chords, but it says its fans associate those chords with Metallica. So the group is now suing a Canadian band called Unfaith for its heavy use of songs with E and F chords
in
them.
Oh, my God! F them!
Yeah, I have two chords for them. F you. There's never been a lawsuit like this.
Wow.
Metallica says Unfaith's use of those chords, quote, creates confusion and deception in the minds of the public.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Desperation.
We have several images.
Why doesn't Beethoven roll over and sue Metallica?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it goes back to that.
That's amazing.
We have several images in our minds about Michael Jackson. A thug and tough guy are not among them.
What do you mean?
Nevertheless, you know what I mean, Michael.
Hey, let's fight. Oh.
Nevertheless, Michael...
Can you get her?
I can get her.
Michael's the subject of a police investigation in a suburb of Los Angeles for fighting.
It makes me giggle.
Jacko had taken the kids...
Fighting with who? With a doll?
No. Ah! A photographer.
I fought with a photographer. He made me angry, and I...
It was a girl photographer.
Of course it was.
Here we go. Jacko had taken the kids to Universal City when they were approached by a female photographer. I would have picked the girl, but the day was Michael's, according to a witness. Quote, the woman was sent flying.
I love bitches.
The witness admits that although Michael was involved, his bodyguards did most of the pushing and shoving. The witness says Michael did try to kick the woman in the head. No one was hurt, and police say probably no one will be arrested. Witnesses also say at one point they believe they heard the words, watch the face.
Watch the face, it'll fall off.
The nose.
Ow, I lost my nose.
The woman, grab his nose.
No.
Grab him right in the... No, he doesn't have those. No. Michael Douglas and his hottie wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, meanwhile, are in civil court in London. They say they've suffered real personal distress over the publishing of unauthorized pictures from their wedding 3 years ago. The pictures were published by the British celebrity magazine Hello. Douglas,
isn't that hello exclamation
point?
Yes,
it is. That's why I read it that way. Douglas and Jones say their privacy was invaded. Their lawyer compares it to a burglary.
Is this over in London?
Yes, it is.
That's privacy, Buzz.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Privacy is correct.
Yes, absolutely.
The couple's already won their first legal battle with the magazine over some unflattering pictures it published. But just so you're clear, the couple sold many of their wedding pictures to Hello's rival magazine, Okay.
Okay, and Buzz, hold on.
Yes.
Even though it's July, uh-huh. Many Metallica fans are calling. Hello, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Sorry to scoop you there, Buzz, but I hate to tell you that story's a fake. The original site that it linked on linked to a fake version of their site, and their main site says nothing about it. If you go to Metallica.com, there's no story about it whatsoever.
They wouldn't necessarily talk on that, but we'll look into it.
And just sure. So you don't think it's a Tim Sabian controversy, here's Andrew. Andrew.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. That hoax is all over the internet today, but it's definitely a hoax.
Sabian's not here in 20 minutes. You die.
Well, you know, then I just feel totally embarrassed by my complete overreaction. I mean, I bought into that hoax. Boy, is my face red.
Hey, Mike.
Scrape the egg off.
You got punked.
I got punked.
We all did.
So did Buzz.
Yeah, we all did.
So did I.
Yeah.
Hell, I said roll over Beethoven.
God, I usually keep up on the Metallica website.
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
What were we thinking, questioning Metallica?
Right.
Thanks.
Craziness. We have...
Mariah
Carey's fan base seems to have shrunken a bit. The singer who was once greeted by big crowds overseas was met in Tokyo this week by 8 fans.
Banzai!
Oh, that's...
Here is Mariah Carey. For now!
Wow. One fan says Mariah's people may have taken more pictures of the fans in Tokyo than the fans took of Mariah.
Mariah Mary. She used to be married to Lami Matola.
That's right. What did he call her?
One face bitch. Banzai! No more betting. No more betting.
Never mind Kelly or Rubin. The real winner on American Idol is a Serbic judge, Simon Cowell.
Hey, a Serbic?
Who knows? Who knows how much money...
That must mean a-hole.
Yeah, acidic, critical.
Acid tongue.
Mean. Who knows how much money he's made from that Fox show or the Vanilla Coke ads or his new Cupid show on CBS?
Acid tongue. Like Jack Cassidy.
Simon's also signed a new deal for another 3 years on Idol worth $150,000 per episode.
Really?
Yes, really.
Wow.
That's
hello,
right,
David. It's your father, Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy. I'm sitting here smoking in bed.
Spies sexual.
I'm about to die in a fire. Hello, Sean. I know you're recording the Duran Ron. Get your mom, Shirley Jones. I have news. Shirley, it's Jack. Jack Cassidy. Who's worried about a little fire? I'm smoking in bed in my ascot.
There I am, yes, sir. Oh, my goatee's caught fire.
Where's Jim Davis?
I'm Jack Cassidy.
Jim.
Light my cigarette.
Ah, nobody doesn't like you, Jim.
Hey, Columbo.
Ah, I'm the evil man, Columbo. I'm guilty because I'm Jack Cassidy.
I always played the magician on Columbo.
There you are.
Ah, Mr. Columbo.
Oh, really? Well,
I wish you the very best of luck in your investigation.
Who do you think you are?
Get out of here, Columbo. I'm Jack Cassidy.
I miss Jack Cassidy.
Don't we all?
Simon, by the way, will get another $2 million for his new book entitled I Don't Mean to Be Cruel, which another guy's helping him write. Finally, from the Monkey News Network.
Ah, Buzz, you love the Monkey News.
We all do. We all do. This story has all our favorite elements. In fact, women, Germany, toilets, and a monkey. Dateline Berlin, an escaped circus monkey. Scampered into a pizza place. The good news, the owner can now use the reward money for the monkey's return to repair the damage. The bad news, there was damage. The monkey was frantic. He was acting crazy. The owners tried to pacify him with salad rolls, salad and rolls, but it didn't work. He vandalized the ladies' restroom like a rock star. He broke a vase, a window, threw all the paper towels into the sink, and turned on the tap, flooding both restrooms and the dining room.
Crazy monkeys. You ever think maybe he was mad about the Metallica hoax?
Or the poor service. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Mike,
time to go on that
scarecrow. Now watch. I put the gun on the box, and I saw her in half.
But it's real. I've killed her.
I've committed murder, Columbo. What do you think of that, Columbo? Just don't tell your friend McCloud.
McCloud?
We're just careening.
You are.
Yeah, we are in
a good way. Cigarette holder's falling in between the cushions.
Driving this car off the road.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Rusty.
Can I cut your meat for you? Suck.
PM.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.